InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Welcome to the Thursday, October 12th, 2023 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I know a lot of folks have been asking, where am I? Well, I'm not on vacation. I can tell you that. And next week, you'll be able to know why I've not been here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, Thursday. I will be back in Austin by the end of the show today. And you have my commitment that I'm going to be doing Saturday and Sunday shows straight through for the rest of the month to make up for the 4 days I've been gone. But next week, you will see one of the reasons that I've been out of town. And that's going to be very important to the fight against the globalist. So that said, I want to point out that Owen and, of course, Harrison and Chase Geyser and everybody have done a great job while I've been gone. I want to commend the crew and just point out that I will be back in the office this afternoon with reports and more, and I will also be back in studio tomorrow, Friday, hosting the full 4 hours of the transmission. I don't want to cut into J-Dyer's time, so maybe I'll co-host with him in the fourth hour. So there is an update on that front, and then I'll be back Saturday. We'll do a live show like we did last week for several hours at noon, and of course I'll be back Sunday 4 to 8 p.m. Central with the Sunday transmission. So I am not lavishing myself being fed grapes under a palm tree somewhere. Huge, big news. You'll see it next week. I'll stop right there. Okay, the entire House of Cards is coming down for the left. And I've pointed out that I am neutral on the Palestinian-Israel conflict, but I do not support the Palestinians going in and killing all those men, women, and children. I also don't like some of the facts that the settlements have been involved in, basically ethnically cleansing the Muslims, the quote Palestinians as well. But I am not a tribalist. I am not in one of those two tribes. And I see the larger 35,000-foot view that when it comes to Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas and the Democratic Party, they're in thick as thieves. The Democrats have unfrozen, as you know, $6 billion a month ago, and then that allowed them to reallocate the other money towards these attacks. Hamas has bragged that obviously Iran was helping coordinate and green-light the attack. I said that Saturday, the day of the attack. I got attacked for it. Now, it's admitted that I was right. That's just historical fact. So I knew when I was saying that that there was already evidence of it. It was going to come out. Then, if you expand on that, you also got people are mad at me for saying $7 billion of weapons out of Afghanistan, and they're saying it's $87 billion. The Pentagon number is $7 billion. Whether it's $7 billion or $87 billion, it doesn't matter. That was criminal what Biden did. And obviously, it's way more than $7 billion, but that is an undisputed number. If you count all the infrastructure and all the things that were done, yes, it's over $80 billion. But $7 billion of weapons is just unbelievable. But let's just, you know, divide it in two and just say it's $40 billion in weapons. It's unprecedented. And if you or I sold one of our rifles to somebody in Hamas or Hezbollah, we'd get 20 years in prison, and we should. But when our government does it and then knows full well what's going to happen, they get more power and more control over our lives. And the whole apparatus that was set up after 9/11 to deal with, quote, radical, aggressive expansionist Islam has now been turned around against us. And that brings us into what's currently going on and happening. When our government allows intelligence failures like 9/11 or intelligence failures like we just saw in Israel, they get more power, they get more control, they get more funding. And we're seeing that yet again. And then we see Black Lives Matter, not just in New York, but in other major cities around the country, demonstrating in support of Hamas and Hezbollah and putting on images of hang gliders with the Palestinian flag and cheering them on. It shows you how sick these people are, supporting the murder of women and children and absolutely loving it because they hate everything the West stands for, and they see Israel as being a big part of the West, and it certainly is what I call more of a Western culture outpost. So these people will support terror attacks when they happen in America, and I believe we will see Hamas or Hezbollah or both sleeper cells activate and carry out attacks sometime in the next year if the government isn't put on the spot and made to shut this crap down now. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please stay with us. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, October 12th. The year is 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. All right. Obviously, the big story right now is the fact that Black Lives Matter has been publicly demonstrating, not just in New York, but around the country, praising the Hamas-Hezbollah attacks in Israel. Why is anyone surprised by this? The Democratic Party is funded by the largest, most powerful banks and BlackRock that control over 80% of all the assets and money in the world. They want to destroy the Western world. They don't want the third world aspiring to an American way of life. They admit this. It's their plan, and they're bringing in the ESGs and the central bank digital currencies for the social credit score to micromanage and control every facet of our life. And to get us ready for the discrimination of the ESGs, they are coming out and saying, oh, we're going to have reparations for black people, or if a little black girl gets kidnapped, we're going to show that more on TV than a white girl because she's more important. That's meant to just train you to be discriminated against. So with the ESGs, they can discriminate against you because of what type of car you have or what type of food you eat in that database to track and control every facet of your life. You don't have to wait for this to happen. This is being implemented now. The airlines, the big airlines, and many other companies are already putting your carbon score and your ESG score on your ticket when you're checking in. So read the contract. They're getting you ready to force it on you, but they're already asking people to opt in and pay money for carbon offsets. Some of the carbon offsets go to set up these giant scrubbers here in the U.S., billion-dollar factories that suck carbon dioxide out of the air and then sequester it in the ground. It gets more insane than that. And obviously, we'll be covering it here more on the broadcast. Bill Gates, they're already doing it, are cutting down trees and burying them to, quote, carbon offsets. So when you buy carbon offsets, you're paying to have life-giving gas sucked out of the atmosphere and to have trees cut down and to have initiatives to have farmers' land taken and ranchers' land taken, not just here but all over the world. It's happening now in the Netherlands and in Ireland to literally kill off their cattle herds because you know the answer. Methane that cows pass, fart, is now being listed as toxic as well, even though it's part of the atmosphere and part of what holds the atmosphere in. But I'm going down a rabbit trail here. The reason I'm bringing this up is when you see Disney and Anheuser-Busch and all these big companies and Nike putting billions of dollars into Black Lives Matter in the last 5 years and funding these riots around the country, and the vice president, when she was a candidate, Kamala Harris, bailing out hundreds of violent offenders that were involved in arson and attacking people, you name it. They're literally encouraging their criminal mobs to be ready when they activate them to burn this country down. And that's the same reason they brought in all these Islamists who are almost all military-age men. Same thing's happening here into the United States. They're given smartphones by the UN. They're given smartphones by the State Department U.S. aid operation on record. They're given debit cards of thousands of dollars a month to get to the United States. And once they're here, they're politically organized into groups that they control. So they're not soldiers yet. Some of them are. But what they are is a block of people the criminal government controls because they can deport them any time they want. But all of their deportation hearings have been set at least a year to 2 years out. Most of them have been set in the year 2030, many in the year 2035. You heard me right. Look it up for yourself. You can't make this up. So as long as they behave themselves, as long as they keep the cell phone on them, as long as they are under globalist control, then they're allowed to stay in the country. But before they get here, they're put in a refugee camp in Africa, or in areas of Latin America or areas of the Middle East for up to a year, usually about 6 months. They're brainwashed. They're prepared to hate Europe, to hate America, to hate white people. This is on record. They're then brought into the next country, and then they stay in another refugee camp to be brainwashed and prepared for a few more weeks. And then they're sent to refugee centers, quote, migrant centers, illegal alien invader centers, all over the United States, because places like Illinois and New York are getting pissed off. Biden has announced that they're planning to sign an executive order as early as next week to put ankle bracelets on them and make them stay permanently in Texas and Arizona. Now you can see the control. That's how they're going to turn the states blue, by giving them driver's license and then by letting them vote, as they're already doing at city elections across the country. So this is the admitted plan. This is the replacement migration. It's why the ADL comes after you if you talk about it, because if America wakes up to this and stops this, it's over. It's over. Biden's brought in 10 million conservatively since he got in. That's a conservative number. 4 million confirmed. That's confirmed. Just this year so far, and it is accelerating. So when you see the squad out there celebrating these attacks in Israel that are so brutal, understand, a lot of people don't like Israel. People don't like other countries. They don't like having to give money to Israel. I don't think Israel's perfect either, but understand this. There are much bigger sleeper cells inside the United States, tens of thousands in cities like New York, thousands in cities like Dallas, conservatively, in Austin, Texas, that are ready to attack when they're given the order over their cell phone, ready to shoot you up at the bus station, ready to attack your church, ready to attack your synagogue, ready to attack the police station, ready to set up a truck bomb, ready to poison a water supply, ready to dump chlorine gas because they're the maintenance man down a 50-story ventilation system in your building and kill you. So understand, that's what they're training to do. That's what Iran's training them to do. They're prepared. They're ready to do it. And, of course, when it happens, then O'Biden will just be able to get more power and more control and maybe even suspend the election coming up in only 12 and a half months. That's what they've been setting up. That's what they've been preparing. And this is a life and death situation. So just like we made their attempts to run new lockdowns a number one issue and backed them down to a great extent in the last 2 months, if we get ahead of this and call Congress and call C-SPAN and call our legislatures and go to the meet and greets with Congress people and peacefully but forcefully get in their face very decisively and tell them, when the terror attacks come with these Hamas and Hezbollah cells, it'll be Hezbollah directed. When that happens, they will be held accountable for their criminal negligence and really racketeering and working with these organizations to do it. The CIA, the FBI are saying the number one threat is Trump supporters. The CIA is not supposed to even be operating domestically. Came out in Congress months ago, but that's indeed what they've been doing. So this is the setup. Remember, after 9/11, did the government get in trouble for letting it happen, bare minimum? No, they got more power and control. And it was always about the American people. And now that's what's been set up here again. So again, emergency alert. Emergency alert. There are hundreds of thousands of military age jihadis in the United States. Hundreds of thousands of them that came in under Obama and that came in under Biden. Trump shut it down. 99%. Banned them even coming in from 9 countries, period, because they were flooding in under Obama. And they are here, and they are ready, and they are pissed, and they're ready to go. And they're all over Europe, and they're all over the UK, and they're all over Australia, and they're all over New Zealand, and they're all over every other major Western country. They have huge training camps in northern Mexico that are on record. Local newscasts have carried it. This is the globalist ace in the hole. They basically have a self-destruct system or a suicide bomb planted on our chest with these hundreds of thousands of military-aged men. So even though you're not a suicide bomber, your government has brought in the suicide bombers who have collectively put a big suicide bomb, 3 pounds of C4 explosive strapped to America's chest, that any time the Ayatollah Khomeini or any time any of these people want to give that order, their sleeper cells are going to murder you and your family, and then the government's going to put you under martial law and take your freedoms and target you with the giant police state they've set up. And that's the reality, and that's why it's important to support InfoWars. That's why it's important to spread the word about this broadcast. That's why it's life and death to get this past the censors and get this posted on Twitter and Instagram, everywhere else. How many times do I have to be right? How many times do I have to tell you before it happens again? And this time it's going to be much worse than 9/11, but thousands of little attacks. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
On March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
And we are back live on this Thursday edition. Owen Schroyer and others are set to take over here in just a few moments. But I wanted to go back to something I mentioned last segment because I just mentioned it and I didn't get back to it. It probably sounded crazy, like when I say Bill Gates wants to cut trees down or block out the sun. Look it up. It's real. California introduces ebony alert to find missing black kids, young women. So on highway signs and on amber alerts and on jumbotrons inside the cities, they're going to tell you when a little black girl gets kidnapped. Or black boy. Great. Anytime they get kidnapped, they should. Colorblind, no matter what color they are, whether they got, you know, white skin with little freckles or brown skin, that is so evil to introduce the idea of race. But that's what they're going to divide and conquer and control. These are very sick, evil people. And that's why they're sowing the seeds of racism and trying to bring back basically segregation into this country where the Democratic Party controls and manipulates the different sides. Please support InfoWars now more than ever. Please stand with InfoWars now more than ever. And understand that we are not backing down. And understand that we've got our finger on the pulse of what's really going on. And understand that we are the most hated by the globalists because we have the greatest understanding of how they operate and what their game plan is. And that if this message gets out to the wider masses, it is game over for the globalists. Now, that said, when I leave town, revenue drops massively at InfoWars to a point where we'll shut down if I basically wasn't the host. And it's nothing against the other hosts. They're amazing, but it's the Alex Jones Show. People tune in for me because that's the basis of the show. We need your support. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for our children. We have a flash sale of DNA Force Plus that is our flagship product. It's so good for your whole body, so good for your cells. Makes your telomeres last longer. Does so much. It is powerful. It is real. It works. It detoxifies your cells, your blood, everything you need to get it. 50% off. We haven't done that in a year. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, my new book, The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It is available and starts shipping in just 7 days at InfoWarsStore.com. It's in stock. We have the signed and unsigned copies. The signed copies are a fundraiser. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWars Platinum is back in stock. The HGH Max Boost, the 1776 Testosterone Boost, the Pain MD. They're all three private labels of an already nationwide certified bestseller that people absolutely love and works great. InfoWars Platinum, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Owen is loaded for bear. So's the rest of the crew. Huge amounts of news and information for you today. Please spread the word about the broadcast. It's how we bypass the censors and the controllers and how we expose the plan to launch the new 9/11 inside America and Europe to bring us under the total police state control grid. They're doing it with COVID. They're doing it with the climate change garbage. They're doing it with the water power grab, and now they're coming for all of our freedoms. We've got to stop them. We've got to recognize that. We've got to wake up. We've got to say no. But it takes funds and money and word of mouth to run this operation in the face of these censors and controllers. So I'm counting on you to break the back of the censors and the controllers by sharing the live links to the show right now and supporting the broadcast at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. We are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters. Owen Schroyer sitting next to me, Chase Geiser. And we're going to be discussing some odds and ends here in the short time we have remaining in this segment. In the next segment, we're going to have the individual on who Dan Crenshaw tried to assault, tried to trip, quite frankly, for Crenshaw's sake and the guest coming up, Noel Frisch's sake. He's lucky that he didn't actually trip and fall and bust his head on the steps because that would have been some serious medical issues. And then for Crenshaw, I mean, maybe some jail time, but I guess he's a protected member of the swamp, so probably wouldn't have been a problem for him. And then after that, I have heard that Alex is going to be coming back on the show with a devastating report on the sleeper cells that could be in the United States right now, waiting to have the Hamas moment that they had in Israel, which will, of course, be celebrated by the American left because they hate this country. They want the open borders. And we've seen too much of that, burning the American flag. They hate cops. They hate white people. I mean, they just hate everything. It's hate in their heart. Now, I want to just get something out there, too. We're going to be monitoring the House Speaker race. Now, I did not think Steve Scalise would have much of a struggle to become the next speaker, but it looks like he may, actually. And so we'll be talking about that as well. But first, I want to play this clip and then get Chase Geiser's response. This was John Kirby yesterday addressing the media. Listen to what he says here in clip four.
Ukraine funding, we're coming near to the end of the rope. I mean, today we announced $200 million, and we'll keep that aid going as long as we can, but it's not going to be indefinite. So are we moving with a sense of alacrity? Absolutely. I couldn't give you a date certain on the calendar.
All right, a lot of things to respond here, Chase. First of all, clearly the miscommunication is still going on between this Biden administration. One side says, we can fund them all. We've got unlimited funding for everybody. Nothing to worry about. And then Kirby says, we're at the end of the rope with the Ukraine funding. So I want to get your take on that. But then also, let's think about this. We've sent hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, and now they're basically waving the white flag saying, eh, didn't work. Russia won. We've got to pull out. Funding was for nothing. So $200 billion, all the weapons, all for naught.
Yeah, and I wonder if this Israel conflict that's going on and all the push to support Israel is sort of a way for America to graciously bow out of the Ukraine thing. And also, I'm worried that Zelensky's going to use that as an excuse for losing the war. It sort of almost saves his face, like, hey, we would have won if we didn't have our supplies cut off by the United States. It's a way to lose without losing and kind of blame someone else. Ironically, we see a Nazi regime finding a way to blame the Jews for another lost war.
Okay. Well, you hit me with the comedy angle at the end. But, you know, Zelensky is now saying, oh, he's asking to go visit Israel. We'll see if they allow him to or not. He's saying, oh, I want to go visit Israel for solidarity. I think he's going to go visit Israel and for money.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that the conflict in Ukraine and the conflict in Israel are connected because I think that Russia and China and Iran are all working together to try to find any way they can to destabilize the dollar and replace it as the global reserve currency. And I think by Russia having control of Ukraine, that's a way to supply food and energy to the region, food to China in a way that the United States wouldn't if China were to take Taiwan. These areas seem to be establishing an independence from the United States in a way that hasn't existed before.
Yeah, there's no doubt the geopolitical issues there that most people don't understand. You know, the media just says, you know, Russia's the boogeyman, Russia's the bad guy. Well, hate or love Russia, we're talking about serious geopolitical shifts that are happening right now and a serious move to replace the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. And I do agree. I think a lot of it has to do with that. Now, how much direct influence did Iran or these other countries have on saying, hey, let's greenlight Hamas to do this? I don't know. The jury is still out on that. But no doubt they look at this as, hey, destabilization, weakening of the West, this allows our opportunity as Russia, China, the BRICS system, Iran, and others to start moving their geopolitical chess pieces around on the board for their global desires and missions. And of course, the U.S. people are all asleep at the switch. The U.S. media is not telling you any of this. And the average politician just has the next big thing, whether it's Ukraine or a COVID or wearing a mask or a vaccine or now Israel, instead of the real issues. All right, we're going to talk about Dan Crenshaw attempting to assault a journalist yesterday for asking him a question on the other side.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the next segment, we got a huge breaking report from Alex Jones coming up. He wants to urge the listening audience, this is going to be very important information dealing with the open borders, what we saw in Israel, and how it's all connected, and the dangers we face while we're being distracted. Now, yesterday, there was a news story that broke, and we showed you the video. We'll air it again now. Dan Crenshaw is in Washington, D.C. A couple reporters from the National File, Patrick Halley and Noel Frisch, were out there just asking him questions, you know, like members of the media do to congressmen and women and people in D.C. with influence. And he didn't like that, so he tried to assault a reporter, tried to trip a reporter. Luckily, nobody got hurt and nobody's head smacked the pavement or the stairs. But here's the video of Dan Crenshaw. I never thought he could sink any lower than his reputation already had, but it does. Check this out.
We don't want it anymore. Oh, assault, I just witnessed it. You got that on camera? Dan Crenshaw just did
worse going, dude. We don't want it anymore.
Oh, assault, I just witnessed it. You got that on camera? Dan Crenshaw just did worse going, dude.
So we're looping it right here, but there's the moment. You can clearly see Dan Crenshaw intentionally try to trip Noel Frisch there from the National File. He looks down, sticks his legs out, tries to trip him right before he walks over the steps. I mean, honestly, aside from whatever we think about Dan Crenshaw's politics, this is just a beyond a-hole move, a beyond jerk move. He clearly did it intentionally. And so Chase Geiser in studio with me. Noel Frisch, he was the individual there that Dan Crenshaw tried to assault. Now, obviously, luckily for him, luckily for yourself, you didn't trip and you didn't smack your head on the stairs there. It could have been serious medical issues. However, I'm hearing that this isn't going to stop you from filing a police report.
Hey, thanks, Romeo. And yeah, look, he's lucky that I'm as fleet of foot as I obviously am. you know, had I, you know, stepped the wrong place or something like that, something bad could have happened. And, you know, I'm a big guy, but thank the lucky, stars and thank the good Lord above that I got my feet under me. And, Dan wasn't able to, you know, dash my brains out on the stairs like he, likes to brag about doing in foreign countries that, our country sends soldiers to, illegally without congressional authorization.
One of the things I noticed about it was how sneaky he was about it. It seems like he was trying to do it to the extent that he could trip you, but also to the extent that there was plausible deniability. Did he ever acknowledge to you or give you a look or any indication that he did it on purpose? I mean, it's obvious from the video that he did, but he was very sneaky about it.
He had a few staffers around him, and one of my guys sort of caught a glimpse of his face after kind of he realized what he had done and realized that we had it on camera, because I think Patrick immediately says, oh, did you get that on camera? And we had a third camera, so we had three cameras there. And yes, we did. The weird part was leading up to that for about a minute, this guy likes to dish it out and, you know, just talk a lot of jive. And I guess he cannot take it as much as he can give it, but he actually like stunted like he was going to bull rush me and kind of tackle me. There's another video. Here we are analyzing this thing like it's the Zapruder film. thank God the CIA wasn't involved. Yeah, he stunts like he's going to run at me. And then he verbally even predicts his play. He says, oh, you're going to fall. You don't look like you're very good at walking backwards. So actually, I think the term is malice of forethought. You can actually see, if you watch that earlier video, it's down there in that Twitter thread over there on at National File. He telegraphs his play. So this is just a bad guy. This guy is just a punk. And him, guys like him and Derek Van Orden, I know for a fact that like the real SEAL guys, they're not like, it's funny, the Army guys call them the squeals, but most of the rest of SEAL, and not all SEALs obviously are squeals like Van Orden and Crenshaw. I know SEAL guys who hate Van Orden and Crenshaw. They hate these guys. And Scott Taylor, unfortunately, there's been this pattern of like the loserest of the loser SEALs. After they get done with their service, just trying to ladder climb the society and the societal ladder. And this guy's very proud of himself. As we're walking there, he's saying, why don't you guys go get a job? And he goes, I have a job. And we're asking him, like, you think, you know, sitting in Congress and doing nothing is a job, Dan? You're proud of your record? And he obviously is. He's very self-sure and self-satisfied.
I just saw it for the first time there. He did do the head fake bum rush on you. You know, here, there's two other aspects of this that I think it's important for people to understand. One, and this is part of the reason why they're politically persecuting me. The one thing our congressmen and women hate more than anything else is you being in their space. They don't want to deal with you. They don't want to ask questions from you. They don't want to face the people that they're screwing over every day inside of that Capitol building. And so that's part of the resentment here. That's part of the malice, as you said. Because they don't want you there. They don't want to have to answer to the people that they're screwing over every day. They don't want to have to answer to their constituents. They look down on us. And so that was your big crime, was even being there. How dare you, you peasant? How dare you put a camera in Crenshaw's face? He's above you. He's your overlord. And so that's the attitude of these people. I've seen it firsthand, and I know that that's part of the reason why they're politically persecuting me, is they want to make an example. You don't go into D.C. and raise your voice. You don't go into D.C. and give these people the what for, the how to, or you will be crushed. No, actually, this is a government for the people, by the people. You're supposed to work for us and roll out a line here. But here's the other thing. If Dan Crenshaw, who has a vote in Congress, doesn't even have the mental capacity or the patience to control his emotions enough not to attempt to assault a journalist on the streets, then how can we trust this guy with a vote?
Right. No, that's exactly right. Well, and here they are. They're going into one of the most important votes they're going to have, and it's one of the only votes left that actually counts and gets counted and matters anymore, because we all know that the elections are basically, you know, run by these computers and stuff now. This vote counts because it's on a world stage. Everybody's watching. There's only the 435 votes. And so this one matters. And it's so funny. The guy didn't even have the balls to stand up and say, hey, I'm actually working for McCarthy or the McCarthy regime with Steve Scalise behind the scenes. A reporter, I think maybe, from one of the other, conservative outlets put out there that he was whipping votes for Scalise, and he says, no, I'm not. I flat deny that. I mean, the guy's a coward, and I think that's what this is. And you're right, Owen, to point out, you could have stopped your sentence that when they say the resentment and the hatred is for you, and you said being there, I might just cut off being there. It's for you. They hate you. They literally hate you when they're kicking reporters and when they're hiding from reporters and when they're refusing to go on record. All of that stems from their hatred of the people.
One of the things that's been interesting about Crenshaw has been his unbridled support for Ukraine. I remember early on in the conflict, he was talking about how great this conflict was because it was a way for the United States to kill Russians without a single U.S. soldier being in combat. But I don't think he was realizing that if you add up how much money an American makes over the course of their lifetime, and then you funnel that in or divide the total that we've given Ukraine, you can actually quantify the amount of lifetimes of Americans we've funded into this war. There's also that other incident, of course, where he attacked a questioner for asking about his faith. There was somebody that was during a Q&A session asked him about his faith, and he was just malicious. Is this just a recurring theme with this guy? Are there any other politicians that would act like this? Do you think that the media would respond the same way to Trump doing this to a reporter as they did to Crenshaw? I mean, he seems really like a unique sort of sour in the bunch.
No, he is pretty unique. I think there are others that do have a similar level of resentment. They're just much better at hiding and concealing that resentment. And that's what we were talking about with him when we were asking him about the forever wars in Ukraine that we know this guy loves. And these guys make money off this stuff. They have friends that are in industry, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're here. They're here making money, getting wealthy, using the United States taxpayer and the United States Treasury to push things
that's a great point. They're virtually lobbyists in Congress just waiting for their jobs and their kickbacks once they get out. Noel Fish from National File. We'll be following this case. We'll see if your legal action against Crenshaw gets any legs there. But he clearly tried to intentionally trip you. And I mean, lucky for everybody, you didn't smack your face on the pavement because it could have been bad. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones, big breaking news coming up on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Alex Jones Show brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to this live Thursday edition of the Alex Jones Show. More breaking news analysis coming up here with our special guest here in just a few minutes. I want to issue an emergency worldwide terror alert to all Western countries from as far away as Australia to the U.S., Canada, Europe, the U.K., and of course across the Middle East and to Israel. Hamas and, quote, Hezbollah, their main funder and controller, have announced, and we'll put those articles on screen, that they are calling for global jihad against Israel and against Israel's supporters in the West starting tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Now, we've got several other big developments that fit inside this. Israel's defense minister is even being criticized by NBC, being called extreme right wing, because he's finally moving to not just arm all the citizens that want to be armed that border the Gaza Strip in southern Israel, but that anyone in Israel who's an Israeli citizen will now be able to get a gun permit and gun training. And we're talking about, you know, light machine guns to be able to protect themselves. Now, that's obviously the answer, no matter where you live or who you are. With the crime exploding, the defunding of the police, all the muggings, all the carjackings, all these members of Congress that have been carjacked just last month, I think it's up to 7 right now. It is such common sense to say the answer in D.C., the answer in New York, the answer in Chicago is good people with guns. So here is the Israeli government saying, okay, we're issuing hundreds of thousands of gun permits in south of Israel. We're going to expand it all over the country. Well, why wouldn't you be trusted by your government to own guns? Why wouldn't Israeli citizens have guns? And a lot of people that have moved into Israel the last decade are not the traditional, more right-wing people, but they're liberals. And you saw the folks at that peace rave or peace concert being attacked, being the main target there just a few miles from the Gaza Strip, where 2+ million people hate them and want to kill them. And then they're all dancing at a peace concert, and basically none of them had guns. A couple of security guards had guns and were killed trying to defend them. So when you're not armed, you make yourself a target. I know for our audience of rugged individuals, you understand this, but this is a message we've got to get out. And we continue to see the Israel lobby in Congress, a lot of the Democrat liberals, sit there and call for disarming the American people. No, arm the Israelis, arm the American people.
That is the answer. Criminals, crazies, terrorists are always going to have guns, and they're always going to be trying to target unarmed people. That's why they hit victim disarmament zones like schools and churches and places like that. And we've had so many attempted mass shootings the last few years that have been thwarted or completely stopped dead in their tracks by armed security at churches and other areas. So that's the answer. But the big takeaway here is we have $6 billion given by O'Biden a month ago to Hezbollah's controllers, the Iranians. And now we see this attack happening. We have the tens of billions of dollars conservatively in weapons being given to Afghanistan by O'Biden to them. And it's going to be the deep state globalists that get money and power and control and are able to expand their police state and their cashless society system against us in the name of countering this terror threat. Think about how our border is wide open and tens of thousands of Islamist military-aged men have come across in the last 2.5 years conservatively. And they're now pledging a jihad here in America starting as early as tomorrow. And their leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah are saying launch attacks. But then when you try to fly, say, from Austin to Albuquerque, New Mexico, or from New York to Tampa, Florida, you got to be put through a body scanner. You got to be asked questions. You got to have your genitals grabbed in many cases. It's all a fraud. This police state is for us. It was never for countering the Russians or countering the Chinese communists or countering the Islamists. It's all about us. And the government thinks we're so stupid that when these terror attacks come, and I believe they will come regardless, if not tomorrow, in the next few weeks, the next few months, the next year, it will then not even be discussed in the media. That's our governments that allowed this to happen. They have aided and abetted these individuals. This is beyond gross negligence. So everybody's heads need to be on a swivel. And if these attacks come, God forbid, we need to point out that it's the open borders and our government, all the rest of it that allowed this. Remember, Trump banned people from these radical jihad countries from flying here. When he first got into office in 2016, he was hugely criticized. Banned people from 7 countries whose governments openly support attacks on America. That is just common sense, and that needs to be reinstated by O'Biden right now. And major pressure needs to be put legally, lawfully, culturally on them right now, and they need to be held responsible criminally in the courts if these attacks come that they have basically greased and funded and greenlit. Now, please remember, we're up against the New World Order, and people are really waking up right now. And that's why they want to silence us. That's why they want to shut us down. That's why they're working so hard to do it. So your word of mouth about the broadcast is critical, and it's having a big effect. Without you, we'll be shut down. And we're fighting for you, ourselves, everybody else together. As Trump says, they've got to get through us to get to you. And that's why we've got the biggest sale, even bigger than our Christmas sale, going right now. Even though this will deplete our high-quality products that we need to sell in the future, and they're not coming back in for a while, we are selling products from 40 to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus, the incredible Brain Boost Natural Nootropic, DNA Force Plus, that does so many incredible things, and a lot of other powerful products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Real Red Pill Plus. 60% off. That's how high some of these sales go. Folks, we're making like 10, 15 bucks, maybe, on these products when we sell them at that low. So we've got to sell a lot of the product. You're responding. We're selling a lot of the product, but we've got to sell even more of it to be able to fund ourselves. So it's a catch-22. So please get a t-shirt, get a book, get a film while you're at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars Platinum products that are back in stock. Get a copy of the unsigned or signed new book that starts shipping in about, what, 10 days, 11 days? I guess less now. Wait a minute. It's the 20th, so that's 7 days. Get your copy of the companion book that's even bigger, more powerful, to the Great Reset in the War for the World, and that is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and bring in the second great renaissance. So get that book as well. That funds the operation, and it's a great book. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But pray for peace, pray for an awakening, and understand powerful global forces are funding all the different angles and sides of this. And Iran gets more powerful, Netanyahu gets more power, the West gets to sell more weapons, they get to crack down here and set up a larger police state. And we've got to see through this, understand, the bigger the security state gets, the more insecure we are. Israel clearly stood down. There's major polls out of Israel where almost 90% believe there was a stand down because they know what's really going on. This is serious, and it's very, very dangerous. So they're saying big attacks get launched tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to coordinate it that. I don't know if that's going to happen.
But we're definitely going to be watching this very, very closely. I'll be in studio live tomorrow, 11 a.m. covering it. Harrison Smith will be in at 8 a.m. covering it. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. covering it. Now back to the live coverage with Owen Schroyer and others at Infowars.com/show. Don't forget, biggest sales of the year right now, up to 60% off. These are flash sales, so they've got to end basically in the next day or so. Infowarsstore.com. Thank you for keeping us on the air.
All right. Thank you, Alex. We may be hearing from Alex again before the end of the show, so stay tuned for more coverage from Alex. And by the way, he has remained consistent in that message since day one. And, you know, I'm real proud of the consistency that we have here at InfoWars and the commitment to our values and to our principles that you just don't see anywhere else. A lot of people, oh, you either completely agree with me or you're a terrorist, or you completely agree with me or you hate my people, or we have to completely go to war or we're all going to die. I mean, it's just like these are irrational, not serious conversations that I'm hearing far too often dealing with these big issues, but specifically with what's going on between Israel and Palestine yet again. And by the way, this has always been the case. I'm going to show a video from a decade ago that proves how insane this has always been, this conversation. And so it just solidifies my approach of, hey, you know what? That's tragic what happened in Israel. Obviously it's tragic. The families, the individuals torn apart. It's tragic what goes on in all different parts of the world that we don't humanize. But it's tragic. There's a lot of things tragic that are happening in our country and our backyard. There's a lot of very serious things going on in our country, but we're not supposed to talk about that. We're not supposed to get fired up over that. And I see people getting more fired up about things that happen 7,000 miles away that don't have to affect us at all instead of their house burning down to the ground. Now, I'm so sick of talking about it, quite frankly, that I really want to move on to other news. But we do have some breaking news right now. And it appears that Steve Scalise might have to drop out of the House race. It looks like the struggle is no struggle, meaning he's not even going to move on with this. It's breaking right now. Scalise does not have the floor votes. At least 20 Republicans have now committed to not voting for him. Now, check this out. Thomas Massie put up a poll this morning, rather, saying, who do you want to be the Speaker of the House? Now, as of a few minutes ago, it had 75,000 votes, and Jim Jordan got 94% of the votes from the public compared to Steve Scalise's 6%. So the people don't want Steve Scalise. Now, the people didn't want Kevin McCarthy either, but the establishment Republicans and the establishment GOP like Ronna McDaniel and Mitch McConnell and the rest made sure that he was able to shoehorn in. Well, now the people are saying we don't want Scalise, and the Republicans in the House are responding to it. And so we're going to be following this. I've also got a clip from Jim Jordan talking about this when we come back from this break.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants, and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off or for 35% off. Grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Two of the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So, the breaking news, folks, this is even better than I thought. I gotta be perfectly honest with you. This is even better than I thought. And when we had McCarthy's ouster, I was talking about how great a news this is. This shows that we, the people, the voters, are moving the ball down the field for our values, and that the establishment, the Republican establishment, the DC establishment, is losing their control over the Republican Party and over the Republican voter. And this was good news. And the McCarthy ouster was a major battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, and we won it. We won it. Now, but I didn't expect it was going to be this good, where now you have anti-establishment Democrats like Ro Khanna filing legislation with Matt Gaetz of things that are well overdue to be done, getting Congress members out of the lobbyist career business, getting single line, single issue bills and votes, having a vote on term limits, all kinds of different stuff that should have been long overdue. And now you have true anti-establishment Democrats like Ro Khanna and anti-establishment Republicans actually working to get bills done. But I still thought, you know, that they got, there's enough conservative swamp power in D.C. that they can still throw their weight around and get their way. And I suspected that Steve Scalise was kind of going to be that guy, but still probably a step up from Kevin McCarthy. I mean, hell, a Democrat tried to murder Steve Scalise, the Democrat mass murder attempt by James Hodgkinson on June 14th, 2017, that the Democrat media covers up and doesn't tell you about. Yeah, a Democrat tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder. Can you believe that? How didn't you hear about that? Because they covered it up. They don't want you to know that they're the real terrorists. And you don't think they're not opening the border hoping terrorists come in here and fly in with BLM flags like we saw in Israel with Hamas? That's what they want. But folks, this is even better than I thought. See, I'm telling you, what Kevin McCarthy did was so important. Because now, to be a successful Republican, you have to answer to your voters. And to be a successful Republican, you can't make empty promises, and you can't be an empty suit, and you can't sit up there and try to be charismatic like Kevin McCarthy and say all the right things and then do nothing. Steve Scalise does not currently have the floor votes to become the next speaker. Now, I've been monitoring the different people who said they would not vote for Scalise. Apparently, it's now reached behind the scenes 20 people, meaning he does not have the votes. So this is even better than I thought. And when Thomas Massie puts up polls, and guys, let's put this on the screen. Let's see what the latest results are. I'm guessing they haven't changed. But when Thomas Massie, who is one of the individuals who said he would not vote for Steve Scalise, puts out a poll that over 75,000 people have voted on since this morning. This poll is about 5 hours old. 75,000 votes from we the people, Republican voters. And 94% voted Jim Jordan, 6% voted Steve Scalise. And now the Republicans in the House are saying, we will not be voting for Steve Scalise. So Matt Gaetz has truly swung the pendulum on what it means to be a Republican, what it means to vote for conservative values, and how much influence we, the Republican voters, have over Republican policy and action in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm gonna rehash all of this when we come back in the next segment, because this short 5 minute segment, we're syndicated on radio. We have a large terrestrial radio audience, but the first five
is picked up by stations for local news updates and local ads and stuff like that. So I'm going to rehash this all on the other side because it's that important. But see, and that's part of my frustration here is when I see other talk show hosts out there that get more fired up for what goes on in Israel than what goes on in their backyard. This is a big deal. The Speaker of the House is third in line to be the president, and the House of Representatives controls the purse, which essentially can control all government activity. I mean, this is a big deal. If we can get a true conservative America First Speaker of the House, I mean, folks, this changes the whole game.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
All right, I'm going to do something radical here. No, guys, take that down. Put up a picture of Washington, D.C. Or put up a picture of Philadelphia. Put up a picture of Chicago, East St. Louis, San Francisco. No, I'm going to do something radical as an American. I know this is crazy. I mean, oh, boy, oh, look out. I'm going to do something radical as an American here. I'm going to talk about America. I'm going to talk about stuff that's going on in our country, in our backyard, in our front yard, in our living room. I know that's radical in these times. But I'm going to talk about American issues here because we got a big one. Now, I expected there to be some struggle for Steve Scalise, but I did not expect it to be an outright rejection. And whatever has been going on behind the scenes in the last 48 hours has been enough for at least 20 Republicans to say they will not support Steve Scalise. And the people, the voters, have spoken. They want Jim Jordan and not Steve Scalise. And that makes sense. Because, I mean, look, again, I'm stunned here. You'd think Steve Scalise would be a lot more hardened as a Republican against the Democrats, where he was one of the victims of an attempted mass murder by a Democrat, James Hodgkinson, on June 14th, 2017. You say, what are you talking about, Owen? Oh, you didn't hear about that? Yeah. A Democrat tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder of Republicans. Of course, the media covered it up because that goes against the narrative. That Republicans are the bad guys and conservatives are the bad guys and January 6th was the worst event in DC history. No, a Democrat, James Hodgkinson, on June 14th, 2017, tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder of Republicans. And Steve Scalise was one of the people he tried to murder. Steve Scalise got shot and was in the ICU. Thank God he survived. And so you'd think he'd be a lot more hardened to go after these demoncrats after he was almost murdered by them. But he pretty much just became a non-factor in Congress even after that. So I can understand why the people want Jim Jordan. At least Jim Jordan is leading these House committees. And at least Jim Jordan is calling out the Biden crime family. At least Jim Jordan is dribbling the ball around the field, around the court. And so the people obviously want Jim Jordan. Now, okay, we'll see what a Jim Jordan speakership potentially looks like, but it looks like Steve Scalise is out, folks. So this is even better than I thought. I knew that when Matt Gaetz successfully got the ouster of Kevin McCarthy, that the game in D.C. had changed. I knew that when Kevin McCarthy got the ouster, that Matt Gaetz won the battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, which now exists in the Republican voters, and now means that if you want to be a Republican in Congress or the Speaker of the House, then you can't be an empty suit. You can't make promises that don't get fulfilled. You can't just be charismatic and say all the right things. You better do a damn thing. And McCarthy didn't do a damn thing. And he didn't fulfill his promises. And he was an empty suit. And clearly to me at this point, he was working for the Democrats the entire time. So it looks like Scalise is out. Now, what's interesting is, guys, pull up. I may not have sent this to you guys. I apologize if I didn't. But Anna Paulina Luna sent out a message basically saying, here are the things that Scalise is going to have to agree to if he wants to get in. And it was all the types of stuff that we, the people, would want. Getting rid of lobbyists, term limits, single issue votes, and stuff like that. And so these were the things the Freedom Caucus and the Matt Gaetz wing of the Republican Party wanted in the next speaker. And McCarthy promised it, then didn't deliver, so he got the ouster. So I don't know if Steve Scalise wasn't willing to commit to those things. I don't know what changed for a lot of these Republicans that did nominate him, but now are saying we can't have it. Yeah, they wanted him to defund Jack Smith, have an impeachment vote on Biden, and subpoena Hunter Biden. Yeah, we could all get behind those things. Those are long overdue. And the Speaker of the House can do every single one of those things. McCarthy didn't. So was Scalise not willing to commit to these things? So the Republicans have been meeting behind closed doors for the last 48 hours, trying to work this out, and they landed on Scalise or Jordan. Scalise pretty narrowly won the vote to get the nomination, but something has happened since that vote has gone down, and now too many Republicans are saying, nope, we're not going to vote for Scalise. Looks like he doesn't have the votes. He's going to have to drop out. Now, here's an interesting moment with Jim Jordan, and maybe he's just kind of trying to avoid the press at this moment, but worth showing you in clip one, when Jim Jordan was asked about this showdown between himself and Steve Scalise in clip one.
We need to come together. I'm working on how to do that.
So you will support whoever it takes.
Like I said, the conference is divided right now. We need to come together.
What do you need to hear to get the conference unified for a vote today?
You think the vote happens today, Mr. Jordan?
I certainly hope so.
And you're not whipping any support for yourself anymore?
Nope.
And you urge all your supporters to vote for Mr. Scalise?
We're a divided conference. I'm trying to figure out how we can come together. But I'm not whipping anyone. I'm not talking to my colleagues right now. I've talked to Congressman Scalise.
How was your conversation with Congressman Scalise?
Good.
Interested in majority leader?
No.
Where do you go from here, Congressman? Do you continue on top of the Judiciary Committee? What is your next step?
How many votes do you think it'll take to get a speaker, Congressman?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay, here's another statement from Anna Paulina Luna. But there's Jim Jordan. To me, the translation is, if the votes are for me and that unifies the party, I'll take it. If the votes are for Scalise and that unifies the party, I'll vote for Scalise. But that's pretty much all I can translate from that. Here's another update statement from Representative Paulina Luna. I don't know that we go to the floor to vote tomorrow. Jim Jordan is who I voted for today in a closed conference. I will back who he endorses for one vote series, but after that, if there's no consensus candidate, we must find one that the conference agrees on. We are currently without leadership in a divided conference, facing a weaponized government, while facing a war that has broken out in Israel where Americans have been killed by terrorists. By the way, speaking of that, Joe Biden still not contacted the families of the Americans that are over there or potentially held hostage or have been killed. But Representative Corey Mills is over there, and he has brought Americans home. Republican Congressman Corey Mills rescues 32 Americans trapped in Israel. If I have to do Joe Biden's job, then so be it. This Biden administration is such an abysmal failure on all of this. Even John Kirby, John Kirby makes a statement. He urges Americans in Israel to escape via commercial airline. There are no commercial flights, you jackass. They're all suspended, you blithering idiot. I mean, this administration is just a complete embarrassment. And that's why yesterday a member of the press from the New York Post told Karine Jean-Pierre that she should be ashamed and that their entire thing is an embarrassment. Now, I'm surprised that hasn't happened more often. And Mike Cernovich, I mean, probably the greatest moment in, I mean, outside of Peter Doocy and maybe some Simon Atiba, when Mike Cernovich got his White House press pass, he did the only thing he knew that he should do, and he basically excoriated the press, excoriated the whole situation, because it's all a clown show. It's all propaganda, and they just all sit there and take it. But maybe they finally had enough of the lies from Karine Jean-Pierre. Maybe they finally had enough of the miscommunications between the Biden administration. Oh, we got money for Ukraine. No, we don't have money for Ukraine. Oh, we can fund everybody. No, we can't fund everybody. Oh, you need to get out on a commercial flight. No, the commercial flights are shut down. And then they only take questions from their stooges. They only take questions from their controlled operations, except maybe from Peter Doocy. But okay, getting back to this. So there's obviously not going to be a vote today. Soonest it would happen would maybe be tomorrow, or this might take all weekend. I don't see how they can go with Scalise at this point, though. When you nominate him and then it fails, and then you have public polls where Steve Scalise can't even get 10% support. So I don't see where the Republicans go outside of Jim Jordan at this point. But why the resistance to Jim Jordan? That's the question.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And people want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture, and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. But if we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, now he's a pedophile, now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
My goodness, you see it on the screen here. These are Hamas terrorists engaged in a shootout in the streets of Israel, putting innocent people's lives at risk. Actually, that's in Hidalgo County, Texas, at the southern border. A shootout happening between illegal immigrants, putting innocent people's lives at risk. But hey, that's only in your own country. That's only in your own backyard. You don't want to think or talk about that. The 15 million illegal immigrants and all the crime and all the devastation and all the death that they bring. No, you need to be distracted by something else happening on the other side of the planet, don't you see? You see, anybody can play these mind games. You see, anybody can engage in propaganda. I could very easily sit here and say, I could show videos all day long and then do the bait and switch. And you could draw the emotional response, just like we've seen on the internet. People sharing videos from 2019, 2017, kids in cages from 2017, all fake news, and they say, look, see, we gotta support Israel. And then it's a totally different video. We could all do that. I could do it intentionally. Do the bait and switch. And it's not to deceive you. It's to make the point that that's how war propaganda works. That's how people use your emotions against you. Now, again, imagine. How do you explain this? Just 2 weeks ago, when the ouster of Kevin McCarthy was going down and the standoff between Gates and McCarthy was going down, and eventually Matt Gaetz won the battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, it was the biggest story in the country for a whole week. It was really a big story all around the world. But now we're right back there trying to figure out who the next House Speaker is. The internal struggle for the Republican Speaker of the House is back on, and it's barely a blip on the radar. Why is that? I won't even answer that question. I'll just ask it to you. How is it that what would be the biggest story in the United States of America, dealing with domestic issues, dealing with all policies, foreign and domestic, the Speaker of the House, biggest story in the country, now all of a sudden is barely a blip on the radar. Now all of a sudden nobody's even talking about it. Why is that? Is it not important anymore? Is the Speaker not important anymore? Why is that? Well, we're monitoring it here. At this point, I don't know how they even have a vote on this tomorrow. Unless they want to rally behind Jim Jordan. He doesn't seem too enthused to be the Speaker of the House for whatever reason. Maybe that's because he's afraid it'll interfere with his duties as the chair of the Judiciary Committee. But he seems kind of neutral on the issue. The public support is definitely behind Jim Jordan, 100% behind Jim Jordan at this point, I would say. I mean, when public polls are showing Jim Jordan at 94% and Scalise at 6%, I mean, that's, you know, that tells you the story of where the public is at as far as the Republican voter. And that means something now. And that was thanks to Matt Gaetz. Thanks to Matt Gaetz, what the Republican voter wants out of the Republican Party now matters more than ever. And you know, Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that the same people that were anti-Matt Gaetz are no longer talking about the House Speaker race and telling you that Israel is the most important issue on the planet right now? Isn't that interesting? Hey, I just observe and report. I'm just observing and reporting, and I notice now. It didn't even hit me until just now. The same individuals, the same voices that were pro-McCarthy and anti-Gaetz are now only talking about Israel 24/7. Isn't that interesting? Whose interests did they really have in mind the whole time? They claim to be Republicans. They claim to be conservatives, but do they care about what the Republican voter has to say or thinks? Do they care about actual conservative values or what they mean to you? It would appear not. So we're going to continue to monitor this. And, you know, if we had real leadership in the Republican Party, I mean, at this point, Mitch McConnell, I mean, how do you even classify or characterize Mitch McConnell at this point? A rotted husk, a walking corpse politically, even though I think physically we see there's problems there too, obviously. But okay, where's the leadership from Mitch McConnell? Doesn't exist. Where's the leadership from Ronna Romney McDaniel? Doesn't exist. If there was real Republican leadership, hey, I'm all for struggling it out for a Speaker of the House. I'm all for that. I think that's healthy, quite frankly. This is long overdue stuff. This only strengthens the resolve of Republicans, and this only strengthens the core values of Republicans in the House. And now, more than ever, they have to respond to the Republican voter. But really, it's like this. If there was any leadership at all in the Republican Party, they would be coalescing around Donald Trump. Now, you might not like Donald Trump, and you might disagree with that. That's fine. But see, I'm talking about real leadership. I'm talking about building a team and building a depth chart for success to win. So you would absolutely be coalescing around Donald Trump. Now, that's not to say you go all in on Donald Trump. It's very simple. You say, look, I mean, guys, roll the B-roll of the line outside the Trump event in Florida yesterday. Or it might be today. I can't even keep up. Trump is still campaigning every day, and every event he has, it's the same thing. There's miles-long lines wrapping around the venue. There is not a single politician other than Donald Trump that can do this. None. There is none. Do you understand that? Love Donald Trump, hate Donald Trump. You're going to vote for Donald Trump. You're not going to vote for Donald Trump. Just recognize the facts here. There is not a single politician, there is not a single member of the Republican Party that can do what Donald Trump has done and that can get tens of thousands of people consistently at a rally every night, showing up pre-dawn, lining up for miles, waiting for hours to get to an event. You rally behind that. You coalesce behind that. And then you build your depth chart. And then you build your game plan. And you say, hey, we're coalescing around Donald Trump. However, we realize that nothing in politics is concrete and that Donald Trump is being attacked by the deep state and who knows what could happen to him. So we are coalescing behind Donald Trump, but in case the worst happens, we do have a backup plan, and we will continue to run the primary process, and we will continue to have debates, and we will see who's on the depth chart. Is it going to be number two? Is it going to be DeSantis? Is it going to be Ramaswamy? Is it going to be whoever? And see, that's what leadership does. But Mitch McConnell is, for all intents and purposes, not even there. I think mentally and physically, Mitch McConnell is running on 0% battery. You're getting the low battery warning. And then Ronna Romney McDaniel is literally out to lunch. I mean, she's flying around on private jets. She's having fancy lunches, fancy dinners, schmoozing, boozing. And so she's not helping anything at all. That's what real leadership inside the Republican Party would be doing. But because we have no real leadership, there's this mad dash to figure out what they're going to do for Speaker of the House. It's obvious the people want Jim Jordan. Now, I don't know why Jim Jordan doesn't want that role. I feel like he could take it right now if he wanted it. We're going to continue to monitor this as it develops throughout the day.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is the Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out? What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give?
You know, I would just say this. I really see this these last couple months, and it's not really properly felt. It's not really properly covered or understood. But folks, we have truly had the biggest political shift in energy since 2016 when Donald Trump was elected. Truly. And I would say the ouster of Kevin McCarthy was part of this. And I would say that, and this one's a little more difficult to hurdle here, but I would also say that when you see the response from Americans and Republican voters to the unlimited funding for Ukraine, and now the response from American and Republican voters to this notion that if you don't stand with Israel for everything they want and everything they need 24/7, that you're somehow an anti-Semite and hate Jews, well, we're not really taking that anymore. We've got our own problems in this country. And our heart goes out to our allies in Israel. Our heart goes out to the innocent people that get slaughtered by terrorists. But to sit here and put this peer pressure on me that if I don't go all in on Israel and make this an Israel first nation now, that I'm somehow an anti-Semite or hate Jews, we're not taking that. We're not taking that bullying, and we're not taking that foreign policy. And it's been a major revelational moment for a lot of conservatives and Republican voters about where people's values stand and what they really care about. And so when you see people getting more upset about stuff that happens 7,000 miles away from here, as bad as it might be, as horrific as it might be, but when you see them getting more upset over that, more outraged over that, wanting to commit more to that than the issues that we face in our own country, where the majority of Americans now live paycheck to paycheck, most Americans now can't afford a house, most Americans now can barely afford their car payments or a car, credit card debt at an all-time high, energy bills still going up, grocery bills still going up, price at the pump still going up, wide open border, political persecution, political imprisonment. Yeah, there is a major shift happening now. And, you know, I'll tell you, I've never really been a fan of Ben Shapiro, but I've never really had any emotion towards Ben Shapiro. He's just another talking head out there who's a lot wealthier than you are. But I got to tell you, he has really exposed himself in the last 5 days. And I think he's lost a lot of respect in the conservative movement. And I think a lot of people's eyes have been opened about where his values truly align. Again, I really don't care. I'm not here to talk about Ben Shapiro. I mean, quite frankly, as a member of the media, I watch all these other individuals showing their true colors, and I'm just like, wow, I'm glad I'm not that. I'm glad my audience sees that I'm a true conservative, true American Christian, and actually have a core values that I stand for consistently. But man, I mean, Shapiro is spiraling out of control because some of his audience is like, hey, Ben, you know, we got some issues here too. You know, we got Americans here that are struggling, and Tucker Carlson brings up points, and then he rants about Tucker Carlson, and then he hates on Tucker Carlson and bashes Tucker Carlson. Sorry, Ben, Tucker Carlson's more important than you and a lot more popular. And it's just like watching him spiral now. Oh, anybody who disagrees with Ben Shapiro hates Jews. What? Nobody said that. What kind of a bullying pressure tactic is that? What kind of a policy and approach to your audience is that? And again, I've said this consistently the whole time. I notice that all the people that put all their energy and all their focus on what's going on between Israel and Palestine, I notice that they continue to talk from the safety and the comfort and the peace and the prosperity of the United States of America, a Christian nation. You notice that? I don't see Ben Shapiro moving to Israel. I don't see Ben Shapiro going to fight in a holy war. Hey, look, to Israel's credits, to Jews' credits, yeah, they do have people that are over there fighting, by the way. They got over 300,000 people to volunteer immediately after that Hamas attack. So yeah, there is a commitment there. Good for them. Those are Israelis that are putting their country first. Well, why can't I, as an American, do that? So watching Shapiro spiral and watching his audience learn who he really is has been quite a phenomenon, I must say. But it's not just Ben Shapiro. It's plenty of others out there. It's the Lindsey Grahams of the world who now goes on TV and says we need to bomb Iran. What kind of a psychotic? I mean, honestly, what motivates Lindsey Graham to go on TV and say we need to bomb Iran? Seriously. I mean, let's try to figure that one out. Who is he trying to please? Who is he trying to cater to? What benefit is it to Lindsey Graham to claim we need to bomb Iran? What a psychotic individual. He needs to be expelled from Congress immediately. Where's Mitch McConnell? Mitch McConnell has no pulse, has no heartbeat. His brain doesn't work. Again, if we had real Republican leadership, if we had a real minority leadership in the Senate, they would come out and make a statement demanding Lindsey Graham resign from Congress immediately. That psychotic little twit. That psychotic little cuck going on TV saying we need to bomb Iran. You need to be removed from Congress immediately, you psychotic freak. You go fight in Iran then, Lindsey. But see, this is what I'm talking about. This is the new battle for the heart and the soul of the Republican Party. And while we really could, it was really palpable and we could really feel it when we got Donald Trump in office, despite all the Republican establishment trying to destroy him, despite the mainstream media trying to destroy him, despite all the rigging that goes on to get Hillary Clinton in, we got Trump in. That was the last time we could really feel this shift. I'm telling you, the shift is happening again. And if there's an end mark or a beginning mark or bookends to this, it started with the Kevin McCarthy ouster by Matt Gaetz. And now it's being seen again where Americans are saying, hey, look, I love Israel. Israel is a great ally. We support Israel in this struggle. But wait a second. Let's not forget that we have a country, too. Let's not forget that America has its own problems, too, that need to be addressed. And quite frankly, we think that that's more important than what's going on in Israel. I think they can deal with it themselves. Oh, you hate Jews. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. And then there's the realization on the left that they were the real anti-Semites all along. They were the real Nazis all along. And guess who's been right about this the entire time? Right here. But I'm ranting now, and so I just want to stop ranting about this, because quite frankly, we're all sick of it. So I'm going to refocus here when we come back. My point is this as we go to break. Folks, this is a major shift in the heart and soul of the Republican Party. If you want to be Speaker of the House as a Republican, you can't be an empty suit. You can't make promises you don't keep. You can't just go on TV and look all good and jazzed up and be charismatic with your makeup and everything else and say the right things and then don't do a damn thing. That doesn't fly anymore. And that was such an impactful moment that now there's a struggle for the next Speaker of the House. And it looks like Steve Scalise, who most likely would have been Kevin McCarthy 2.0, Kevin McCarthy Lite, is not even going to make it to the floor for a vote. That's the impact that's been felt with all this, folks. If you're a Republican and you talk about unlimited funding for Ukraine, we don't want you. If you're a Republican and you're more concerned about issues that are on the other side of the planet than what's going on in your backyard, then we're not interested. You don't represent us anymore. And this is what I'm seeing happening. And quite frankly, it's a good thing. Maybe we'll finally look internally and start scratching our heads. What happened to our great metropolitan cities? What happened to our beautiful metropolitan cities? Why are they torn down? Why are they destroyed? Why is our education system failing us? Why are we all living to paycheck when we should be the most prosperous nation on earth? Huh? What is going on with all of this?
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888 425-3139.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to continue to monitor this situation as far as the House Speaker is concerned. I'm not sure if there'll be any big developments that we'll know about by the end of the day, but we'll certainly have it for you right here on the Alex Jones Show, should there be. Look, I got to cover some of this other news dealing with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict here. But, you know, it's funny. This is a clip from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart 10 years ago. And I think it's funny that this is from 10 years ago. Things were a lot less polarized and hyper politicized back then. So you could get away with something like this. And I don't know if you could in the year 2023, but I think this is kind of how we're all feeling now. And obviously it's not the first time that this has been a phenomenon like this, but so this is 10 years ago on The Daily Show. Tell me if you can't relate to this in clip 9.
Fact. We'll start tonight in the Middle East, where Israel...
What?
Israel isn't supposed to defend itself?
Oh, yeah, if Mexico bombed Texas, will we exercise...
What other countries held to the same standard as Israel?
People that want to destroy our terrorism?
4,000 year plan.
What's the only democracy in the Middle East, you plan?
Self-hating Jew?
That was weird.
Anyway, what I was saying was last Thursday saw the start of a new ground offensive launched by Israel.
Oh, the Palestinians
have a
tradition! Tradition!
Holy look, obviously there are many strong opinions on this issue, but just merely mentioning Israel or questioning in any way the effectiveness or humanity of Israel's policies is not the same thing as being pro-Hamas.
So you're against murder children?
Free Gaza! Free
Palestine!
The Zionist pig!
You know what? Why don't we just talk about something lighter, like, Ukraine?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
That was 10 years ago on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Can we all relate? Can we all relate? Can you believe that was 10 years ago? That sounds like it was written yesterday, but that was from 10 years ago. And, wow, can we relate to that or what? And do you think you could do that segment and get away with it today, or would there be some more backlash? All right, now, you might consider this next bit to be comical, or you might just say, hey, let's see what plays out fairly and who has consistency in their views and who doesn't. Now, I saw this idea came from me from Joshua David Moody tweeted this out, this Ben Shapiro clip on Piers Morgan dealing with the issue of gun control. But let's see how consistent Shapiro's views are on this logic that he has here. First, we'll play you the actual clip from Ben Shapiro on Piers Morgan. Here it is.
What you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of Sandy Hook, saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling.
Okay, so I think that perfectly rational from Ben Shapiro? Dealing with the gun debate after the tragedy at Sandy Hook. But let's see if Shapiro's values remain consistent, if Shapiro's logic remains consistent, when we just take one thing in and take one thing out, and let's find out what it sounds like when we do this.
What you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of Israel, saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling.
Let's, just for brevity's sake, let's now just roll them both. The first one, the original, Piers Morgan, and then the second one is the edit we did. We took one thing out and put another thing in to see if Ben Shapiro's logic and values remain consistent. And so let's just roll them both back to back just to get the full force of this here.
What you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of Sandy Hook, saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling. What you tend to do is you tend to demonize people who differ from you politically by standing on the graves of the children of Israel, saying they don't seem to care enough about the dead kids. If they cared more about the dead kids, they would agree with you on policy. I think we can have a rational political conversation about balancing rights and risks and rewards of all of these different policies, but I don't think that what we need to do is demonize people on the other side as being unfeeling.
All right, just some food for thought there. Just throwing it out there, seeing what you think, seeing how it takes. But there you go. There it is. And, makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. Now, boy, I look, I saw this. I didn't even want to. The crew brought it to me, and it's a news story. Maybe I should cover it. But I made the commitment here that I'm not going to show you any war propaganda. So I don't even know if I want to show this. But here's what I find strange. You now have Israel buying these YouTube ads to make sure that they run on children's YouTubes and that you see them on the YouTube telling you about the 40 babies that were killed by Hamas. But there's a couple things that are confusing to me about this. Why are Ben Shapiro and the like freaking out right now that they're not getting enough support? As far as I can tell right now, you guys have completely destroyed the Gaza Strip without any problem at all. You've annihilated, as Bibi Netanyahu is claiming, you've annihilated Hamas. Every last Hamas soldier will be dead. So that's a good thing. And you've been able to basically carpet bomb the Gaza Strip, and it's all been fine. You have had no resistance. You've had nothing but some words out of the UN, and then some radical leftists here in America that are standing against you, and then them calling for jihad, which they always do. It's always been the case. But what is the panic here about? You've leveled the Gaza Strip. You're using your intelligence to destroy Hamas. That's all fine and good. The U.S. is not threatening to cut off funding or support. You're still getting that. What is it, like $10 million a day, whatever it is? So why is Ben Shapiro spiraling out of control on this issue? Why is Israel buying YouTube ads, making sure that everybody knows about the babies that were killed? Why do they continue to release new images of dead bodies and dead babies and all this stuff? I mean, you could do the same thing from the Palestinians' angle if you wanted, but okay, fine, let's not do that, and we'll just show you the Jewish side of this, and that's fine. But I don't understand what the spiraling out of control from Shapiro is all about. I don't understand what the desperation from this Israel war propaganda is all about. You have completely demolished the Gaza Strip, and for all intents and purposes, the international community is not going to do anything about it. The U.S. is sending even more support now as far as aircraft carriers to the area. And now you're going in with your ground forces. It's said to be 300,000 ground forces are going to be moving, as Netanyahu said, to completely destroy Hamas. And as far as I can tell, the resistance to this has been almost zero. So why are you so afraid with some differing opinions? Why are you so afraid that maybe somebody shares some empathy for the Palestinian people that are being destroyed and having their lives upended? What is the desperation and panic all about? It's odd to me. Quite frankly, focus on your mission and get it done. And it seems like that's what's going on. So why do I need to see all your propaganda? Why is Ben Shapiro spiraling out of control? And why are these other show hosts insulting their audiences for simply asking questions? So you know what? I'm glad that the crew didn't play the video, because I said consciously, I don't want to show any war propaganda here. So I'm glad they decided not to play the video here. I kind of left it up to them. They put the news story on my desk. So I said, I guess I'll cover it. But I don't know. But hey, we got issues to deal with here in the United States of America. So maybe we'll get back to some of that on the other side. But the Biden administration is ignoring all the hostages that are in Israel. And now there's 24 dead at least. And there's still hostages over there. And there's still Americans over there. And the Biden administration hasn't even contacted their families. Folks, remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex's new book, get it, the signed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening by Alex Jones. Signed copies exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Get more to a universal dark angle to all of this, which is now they're the new it's kind of like when Barack Obama was president, they had all these different terms for the radical jihadis that he was funding, and it was ISIS, and then it was ISIL, and then it was ISIS again, and then it was rebel moderate rebel groups, and they had to keep changing all these different acronyms and group names because they were funding terrorists. But they didn't want to say they were funding terrorists. So they said it was ISIS, then they said it was ISIL, then they said it was moderate rebel groups, it was in Syria, it was in all these different countries. And they got caught doing it. And so now Israel is relabeling Hamas as ISIS. But the truth is, and Rand Paul is about to put it out here, the truth is that the U.S. government, the Israeli government, and the Iranian government all fund terror groups. Here's Rand Paul talking about it in clip three.
Now we're in this situation that Israel needs emergency aid. How will you deal with that? What is your recommendation?
The same way I always have is that I'm all for the aid. In fact, we had this debate about a year ago with Democrats. They wanted $1 billion more for Iron Dome, and I said, sure, I'm for that. Let's take it from a fund that we're funding the Taliban with. There's still a couple $1 billion out there that we are, the Afghan Reconstruction Fund, that's going to the Taliban, to people who are not our friends, who are our enemies.
Why?
In Afghanistan.
I don't understand that. Why are we funding the Taliban?
They think that somehow when you give money to your enemies, it makes them less of an adversary. We still give money to the Palestinian Authority. We give money to the PLO. So what I would say is, sure, let's fund whatever Israel needs now, but let's take it from funds that we're sending to countries that don't like us, that burn our flag, that chant into America. Why are we giving money to people who hate us? So let's give it to our friends if need be, but let's make sure we take it from somewhere else in the budget. And that may or may not make me very popular, but I insist on this all of the time. And if you don't do it, that's why you wind up with a $33 trillion debt.
Well, I mean, has the administration commented on the fact that we've been funding, giving money to the Palestinian Authority?
I have these battles all the time. I've battled the head of Senate Foreign Relations over this many times on the floor over whether we should still be giving money to the Taliban, whether we still should be giving money to the Palestinians. So years ago, I introduced the first bill that would have gotten rid of these martyr payments, where people who were blowing themselves up and blowing up Israeli civilians were getting payments, but it was coming out of a fund that the U.S. government was funding this fund. So I was the first one to introduce that, and they got rid of some of the payments, but some of those payments are still going to the Palestinians, and I'm for eliminating all of that foreign aid to the Palestinian Authority.
Senator, we want to know.
Now, there's so many oddities to this whole thing. I remember the first big realization and then deep digging and all of this I did, I'll never forget. It was a New York Times article. You can probably still find it. And it was Obama administration gives, I think it was $500 million to moderate rebels in Syria. And maybe you guys can find that story. I think it was maybe 2015 or so. And what had happened was that Barack Obama's administration got caught funding ISIS. But they were trying to remove the Assad regime, and so they were willing to fund any proxy groups and arm any proxy groups that would go into Syria and engage in this proxy warfare. And they got caught funding ISIS. So at the same time, they're claiming we're fighting ISIS, and they got caught funding ISIS. So the New York Times covered it all up for them and said, oh, they're funding moderate rebel groups. And this is what they always do in regions of the world like this. And so it's the exact same thing now. It's the exact same thing now. We give Iran money. We give Israel money. We give all these other countries money. We give all these moderate rebel groups money. And then all that money eventually ends up in the hands of moderate rebels or terrorists or proxy war groups every damn time. And it's funny because they did have the vote to give the Iron Dome $1 billion. The vote came into Congress. We gave the $1 billion to Israel for the Iron Dome. And you know what happened? Rashida Tlaib and AOC and Ilhan Omar cried on the House floor. They cried. Or fake cried. Remember that? Democrats cried because we gave $1 billion to defend Israel. They cried about that.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk, everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I didn't intend on spending a bunch of time on this, and I still don't, but the crew is just finding all the stories of exactly what I'm talking about. Because, by the way, that's what we do here. InfoWars changed the game. First of all, we tell the truth all the time, and we're totally independent. But we have a tirelessly working crew back there that's constantly pulling up articles and videos and everything else to show that we don't just make these claims up, and then they just show all the proof of everything I'm saying. And there's no teleprompters. I mean, 95% of the stuff we do here isn't even coordinated. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, here's what I'm covering, here's the videos, here's the stuff. But most of the time it's all just live, and we're all just acting in live time covering all this stuff. Nobody else does that, by the way. I mean, there's very few, if any, people that can do that or do that. But we do. So they're just pulling up all these stories. They just printed all these stories out for me like, yeah, it's true. Look, here's the proof. They were funding ISIS. They were funding Hamas. They were funding all these different quote-unquote terror groups or moderate rebel groups. It's like, yeah, I know. I mean, I read the news. That's why I'm talking about it. But I don't intend on spending any more time on that. Let me make sure we're funded. You know, the U.S. government wants to make sure that all their different proxy groups and proxy wars and every war all over the planet is funded, and all these other countries are funded. And by the way, we're going to have more about these bribe pay-for-plays. A Democrat is in deep right now. And notice the media is covering it up. We'll cover that coming up, too. It got brought up to Karine Jean-Pierre today, and she just balked. But no, we need to make sure we fund ourselves. And we're funded by you. We don't get big pharmaceutical money. We don't get big fast food money. We don't get big Hollywood money. We don't get big billionaire donor money. We get you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on air. And you've done it. You've kept us on the air. And we're eternally grateful for that. This is the mothership against evil. This is the mothership against tyranny. And they know it. And that's why they try to shut us down. Oh, really? Tyrants want to shut you down? Well, yeah, that proves they're out there, doesn't it? 60% off BrainForce Plus. This is the flash sale happening right now. 60% off BrainForce Plus. Flash sale happening right now. I love BrainForce Plus. I always have one at my desk before I go on air. I like to pop a couple BrainForce Plus for mental energy. And there is also some naturally occurring caffeine in there. But it's the mental clarity. It's the mental energy. It's the focus factor. 60% off BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, the big pharmaceutical companies, that, I mean, they basically run everything, really. they want your children to be pumped full of their drugs, and they say it's for ADHD or all this other stuff, and then they pump you full of these drugs, which are very unhealthy. This is a natural way to get mental focus, mental clarity, mental energy without having to go to a big pharmaceutical product. So can't recommend it enough. And if you're out there and you're trying to get off those meds, BrainForce Plus might be a great way to do it. Not giving medical advice here, not a doctor. Just saying, if you're looking for mental clarity, focus, and energy, but don't want to go to a big pharmaceutical product, perhaps try BrainForce Plus. Flash sale happening, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you were listening earlier, you heard Alex talk about this, and I know how this works. I've been in media a long time. I listen to talk shows as well. When Alex is not here, funding goes virtually down to nothing, especially when it comes to this show. So, folks, let's make up for that today. Let's go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep things funding while funded while Alex is away. He is going to be back tomorrow, and he's going to have to be carrying extra weight to try to keep this place afloat with the funding. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Get BrainForce Plus 60% off. Or a great way, and maybe the best way, to fund the operation right now is the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Resistance by Alex Jones. Now, this book is available now, but perhaps the best way to support the transmission is to get the autographed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're a collector and you got your first autographed copy of The Great Reset by Alex Jones, this is the second installment. This is The Great Awakening by Alex Jones. If you got the first autographed copy, now you can complete your collection with the second autographed copy, The Great Awakening, exclusively available, signed by Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, let's make up for some of that funding that goes down when Alex is away. Let's make up for that. Let's get to InfoWarsStore.com and fund this operation today. And make me look good in the process, too. All right. All right. All right. Where to go from here? There is so much else to cover. Let me give you an update on what we have here from the speaker's race. As Amber Krabach is reporting, and guys, maybe just pull up her Twitter account as I'm reading this too, not just for this tweet, but maybe I'll see if there's an update. She just put this statement out. She's covering this in D.C. right now. And I don't doubt that this is exactly what's going on. Here's the speaker situation. Speaker candidate needs 217 votes to win. 210 Republicans will only vote for someone who will prioritize the lobbyists. That was the McCarthy wing. 12 Republicans will only vote for someone who will prioritize the American people over the lobbyists. The two sides are diametrically opposed. Now, I don't doubt that that's the exact situation, or at least the nature of the situation. But there is a bit of a decorum within the Republican Party, and there is a bit of a, let's say, respect for the process where, I mean, really, Kevin McCarthy is the one that kind of broke this. Or excuse me, let me retract that. Really, it was Matt Gaetz that kind of broke this. And so here's the latest here. With no speaker, the House cannot hold votes and subsequently does no business. Quite frankly, I'm okay with that. As time wears on, Republicans deadlocked without a Republican candidate that can bridge the gap. Members of the lobbyist-loving faction will be pressured by lobbyists to vote with Democrats. If five Republicans cave, it's over. Do you think five Republicans would vote for Hakeem Jeffries to be speaker? Man, would that be amazing. And you know what? I think it's an outside shot. But here's how it would go. You know that the lobbyist faction in D.C. can find five dead duck Republicans who have no political future and are either going to get primaried out or aren't going to run again. And so they'll go ahead and vote for the Democrats just because they know their political career is already shot. And they know that if they do go ahead and vote for the Democrats, they'll have a very lucrative job on the other side of their time in Congress. And they'll kind of ease themselves into it by saying, well, I had to do it. Because we had to govern, we had to get back to business, we had to fund the war and this and that and everything else. And that will be their excuse. So I think it's an outside shot. I think it's unlikely, but there is a chance you could see that. There is a chance that you could see five Republican sellouts vote for Hakeem Jeffries because they know there's a lucrative deal on the other side of their term in Congress, and they know they're not coming back, so they have nothing to lose. But boy, oh boy, would that be quite a display. And then they'll try to blame the Matt Gaetz of the Republican Party. But so here's what's going on. There's a bit of a decorum and a respect for the process where they don't want to take to the media what's going on behind closed doors. And they don't want to take to the media exactly the process or the conversations that are happening in the closed door meetings that the Republicans are having right now. And that's why when Matt Gaetz had that legendary speech in the McCarthy ouster, when he called out the lobbyists that are running the Republican Party, and you heard boos. You guys remember that? Maybe we should even go back to that. Because that's what this really is. It's the conservative Republican swamp DC establishment with the lobbyist money that wants to run both sides of the aisle, that wants to run both the Democrat and the Republican Party. And when Matt Gaetz took that to the floor, he got booed by the Republicans because you're not supposed to let that cat out of the bag. You're not supposed to let the American people know how these Congress members get so filthy rich when they're serving in government. You're not supposed to, no. You don't, hey, that's decorum. That's secret stuff. That's closed door stuff. You don't bring that out to the public. And Matt Gaetz said, F it, I'm doing it. And he got booed on the floor for doing so by the Republicans. Now, the question becomes, if Amber Kribach's reporting here is accurate, which, again, in nature, I believe it to be, but what do the 12 Republicans do, or Matt Gaetz, what do they do if this is the true stalling factor of getting the next speaker in because the lobbyists that control the Republican Party are controlling the votes? Do they go public with that? I wouldn't put it past them. And if 5 Republicans vote Democrats, then that just throws all decorum out the window, and now it's all open.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible
incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And when it comes to how those raise money, I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations. I'll be happy to fund my political operation through the work of hardworking Americans, $10 and $20 and $30 at a time, and you all keep showing up at the lobbyist fundraisers and see how that goes for you. I reserve.
That was Matt Gaetz's mic drop moment during the McCarthy ouster, which he was successful in. And the momentum is carried over now. And now the will of the Republican voter must be heard in Washington, D.C. and in the speaker. And it's not going to be the will of the lobbyists. And it's amazing. There's at least a dozen Republicans that are willing to put the voter in front of the lobbyist. It could be as many as 20. But there's at least a dozen right now, Matt Gaetz being one of them, Anna Paulina Luna, and others. But just think about that moment. Because I'm telling you, Matt Gaetz broke the decorum. You're not supposed to tell the people how D.C. really works. You're not supposed to tell the people how the congressmen and women get filthy rich while serving you. Matt Gaetz just did it, and they booed him for it. Tells you everything right there. It's amazing just what a little honesty can do to reveal somebody's true colors. It's amazing what just a few simple questions can do to reveal somebody's true colors. And we're getting all of it right now, and I think it's healthy. And to the people that don't like this, to the people that are wailing over this process going around, they're the people that are part of the establishment that have enriched themselves on this corrupt gravy train, and they don't want to see it come to an end. It's really simple as that. All right. Let's refocus and get back to some of this news. Now there was the debate about, did Egypt give the intelligence to Israel about the coming Hamas attack or not? Israel denied it, but then Egypt was like, no, we did. And now members of the intelligence community have gotten down to it, and they said, no, the intelligence was shared and it was ignored. Here's Representative McCall talking about that in clip 7.
From the administration, there seems to have been a failure of intelligence as well. And we're not quite sure how we missed it. We're not quite sure how Israel missed it. We know that Egypt had warned the Israelis 3 days prior that an event like this could happen. We know that this had been planned perhaps as long as a year ago. The other concern.
Now, again, this was Alex Jones' message from day one, which was, if there are terror attacks in this country, if Hamas pulls off a terror attack like they did in Israel in this country, it's 100% the Biden administration and the federal bureaucracies that are to blame. Because they're coming after people like me. They're watching everything I do, monitoring everything I do, writing down everything I do, putting me in jail. They're putting Trump supporters on terror watch lists. They're talking about putting Trump supporters in re-education camps. The Trump supporter is the modern day Jew in 1938 Germany, or the Trump supporter is the Negro during the Jim Crow era. That's how we're treated now. That's what it is. That's the facts. And it's always the left that does this. Nazis, socialists, Jim Crow laws written by Democrats. It's always the left that engages in this discrimination. But do you think, because, I mean, duh, of course there's intelligence that there could be a terror attack like Hamas did in Israel in the United States of America. Of course those warnings are out there. Of course that intelligence is out there. That's why Alex Jones is putting out that message. But it'll be ignored by our FBI. It'll be ignored by the Biden administration, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and everything else, because they're more focused on you. They're more focused on you, the patriotic American that waves a flag. They're more focused on you, the patriotic American that actually cares about this country. They're more focused on you, the informed American that puts American interests first. You're their biggest enemy. They'll make sure that you end up in a jail cell before they stop the next terror attack in this country, which at this point seems inevitable. And I'm going to have a little bit more of that on the other side. We're looking into this George Soros story because you saw Black Lives Matter put out the pro-Hamas messaging supporting the terror attack on Israel. Oh, really? Black Lives Matter? Leftists are violent? Wow, news to us, huh? Apparently news to Jake Tapper. And in fact, he admitted so much here in clip 5.
These last few days have been a real eye-opening period for a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives, in terms of anti-Semitism on the left. A lot of people who seem more shocked at dehumanizing language used by world leaders to describe Hamas than what Hamas actually perpetrated on Saturday.
Now, imagine just figuring that out when you're Jake Tapper. But you know, I can't help but just interject this because it is odd to me that, and I guess this is just how emotions are manipulated, and I guess this is the linear process of propaganda. And again, this is not me trying to offer an opinion, just an observation here. Because, you know, I don't want to be like the Jon Stewart clip with everybody in my ear, even though that happens anyway. But okay, so we see the Hamas terror attack. We see the horrific acts and everything else and the Israelis that are being, the innocent Jews that are being slaughtered by Hamas. And we see that and that's put in front of us and that gives an emotional response and that's bad. And that's sad. And that makes you feel bad for those innocent people that have to deal with those terrorists. But then you're shown images and pictures from Gaza being completely flattened and having their electricity and their water and everything turned off, and it's people roaming the streets with nothing, just families roaming the streets, people roaming the streets with nothing, but that's, like, good. Like, that doesn't make you sad, that makes you happy. So again, I don't even want to choose a side in this. That's not even what this is about. But for Jake Tapper to just realize that it's the left that's anti-Semitic, and for Jake Tapper to just realize that it's the left that's violent, wow, really? It took you for Black Lives Matter to showing support for the Hamas terror attack? Well, I guess if that's what it takes, then so be it. Here we are. But it might be even worse than that. It might be even worse than that, but we'll come to that on the other side. Now, here's what's going on with the latest news with Egypt. Egypt moved to prevent exodus of Palestinians from besieged Gaza, and they're saying, oh, Egypt doesn't want to take on any of these refugees. But then Israel responds and saying, well, what are we supposed to do? Israel bombed the Rafah crossing, so we can't even get in or out. So they say, look, Israel won't take them, or they say, look, Egypt won't take them, and then Egypt says, well, you bombed the pathway, so what are we supposed to do? Israel bombs Damascus and Aleppo airports before Iran's foreign minister due to arrive. This war is heating up, folks. Netanyahu vows every Hamas operative will die as Israeli citizenry mobilizes for war. The ground invasion is sure to be on at any point. Or do I not say invasion? I'm not sure what we're supposed to say about that. Zelensky, of course, this greedy pig, Zelensky asks to visit Israel in show of solidarity. Yeah, right. Zelensky's going to go over there and beg for more money. Zelensky's going to go over there and make it all about him again. Seriously, the money laundering operation in Ukraine, he's not done with it. And so he's now going to go to Israel and beg for more money. We'll see if they let him do that or if they say, no thanks, your war is no longer getting funded. It's our turn.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock and they're incredible and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints and your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for Bone Broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that power your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off, about to sell out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You want want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right. Trying to get into the weeds of this. I don't want to make any brash statements, but I mean, I think it would probably be fair analysis to say that if any groups are going to be penetrating our country to kill Americans, it's going to be Hamas. Not going to be any Jews aren't going to come here to try to destroy America. That's going to be groups like Hamas. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because this is why the left is allying with Hamas. This is why the left is praising the terror attacks in Israel, because they view Israel as part of the westernization of the world, and they view Jews as white supremacists. And then they call you a Nazi, even though they're the real anti-Semites. I mean, the irony is so thick you could cut it with a knife. Now, folks, this is why I bring this up, and this is why Alex Jones is worrying about Hamas-style terrorist attacks in this country because of the Biden open border policy and because of what we just saw in Israel. This is from George Soros in 2007. So 2007 from George Soros. Now, let's remember, George Soros is also majorly behind the funding of Black Lives Matter. So let's put two and two together here. George Soros, 2007, America and Israel must open their doors to Hamas. Now, I'm not going to sit here and read this whole story from georgesoros.com. You can imagine how it goes. And this is when it was trendy to be anti-war as a liberal because George Bush was in office. And that's how Obama was able to get in, claiming he was anti the Bush wars, and then he expanded every Bush war. Because Bush was always a Democrat. So, George Soros, 2007, America and Israel must open the door to Hamas. Okay, we just saw what Hamas did in Israel. Now, did Israel open the door for Hamas for that to happen? But the point is here, oh, okay, Israel opens the door to Hamas, and then Hamas lands at a music festival and slaughters a bunch of Israelis. So is that what George Soros wanted? Is that what he meant? Now, again, what's the Black Lives Matter angle here? George Soros is also funding Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter has come out with multiple statements in solidarity with Hamas and Palestinians. And while I don't think it's fair to conflate the two groups, there, you know, people would claim that there is an attachment there. And then there's other different groups as well, the PLO and other things. But so, okay. Soros says Israel needs to take in Hamas. Hamas goes into Israel and kills a bunch of innocent Jewish people at a music festival and other areas of Israel. Soros funds Black Lives Matter, who do anti-American activities in the streets, burn American cities to the ground, attack and assault police officers, burn American flags, desecrate venerable objects, and then Black Lives Matter comes out in solidarity with Hamas. Are you starting to get the picture here? George Soros is also behind the open borders. George Soros is also behind the Open Society Institute, which funds the illegal immigration, makes sure that they have money, makes sure that they have transportation from wherever they are on the planet to get across the southern border. Are you starting to put two and two together now? Soros funds Hamas, or rather, Soros supports Hamas going into Israel and America. Soros funds Black Lives Matter with their anti-American agenda and activities in America. Soros funds the open borders to make sure anybody can get into this country, and then Black Lives Matter stands in solidarity with Hamas's terror attack on Israel. Do you see why Alex Jones is warning about potential terror attacks in the country now? Do you get the picture now? Are you starting to put the puzzle pieces together now? Create the modern day Hamas in America, Black Lives Matter. And of course, they've got their own justifications, right? Just like Hamas has their justifications. See how that works? So Black Lives Matter has their justifications to be anti-America. Black Lives Matter has their justifications to be anti-white. Black Lives Matter has their justifications to destroy American cities, to attack police officers. Soros opens the borders, funds Black Lives Matter, says you must take in Hamas, and then what is the FBI doing? What are the Soros DAs doing? They're going after American patriots. They're going after Christians. Are you starting to get the picture, folks? Are you starting to see the formula here that's being revealed? How about Henry Kissinger? Can you believe that he may have told the truth about this, or maybe he just understands it? Listen to what Henry Kissinger said about the multiculturalism in the United States here in clip 11.
It was a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different cultural and religious and concepts, because it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that.
And guess what? Henry Kissinger was 100% right. Now you have Israelis and Palestinians facing off in France, in Germany, in England, in Australia, and all over the United States of America. There's that pressure group. And it was all done intentionally by George Soros and the same globalists. They wanted this. They wanted to bring the holy war to our land. They wanted to bring the holy war to Europe. They wanted to bring the holy war everywhere they could. And it was the smart nations that didn't let it happen. And then, of course, they get attacked. They get insulted. They get cut off in the international community. They get discriminated against. Well, it looks like they were the smart ones. All part of the design, folks. So if we have Hamas-style terror attacks in the United States backed by the American left, it will be the alphabet bureaucracies that are letting them happen. Whether consciously, wittingly, or unconsciously and unwittingly, when you're weaponized against innocent Americans and while you're going for political persecution, you're allowing the terrorists to sneak in the open border, and you will have the same intelligence failures that you saw in Israel happen here in America. And you'll have the same anti-American left backing it, joining forces with it. All by design. But you know, there's a larger issue. This is from Globes. Meet the Hamas billionaires. Meet the Hamas billionaires. Among the Palestinians, they'll tell you straight out, I want to get rich. And I was having this thought, and I wasn't really even sure how to properly present this, so I didn't plan on bringing it on air today, but then this story was sent to me, because here's the real story. Folks, it's only the richest and the most elite rich people on earth. I'm still not even sure how to present this. 99% of war in modern history comes from the 1%. The 1% who won it, the 1% who profit off it, the 1% who have the geopolitical desires for power and influence in the aftermath of it, and the rest of us just have to suffer. The rest of us just go into the meat grinder. And so now this is what they're doing to us. They're destroying our economy to make you poor and desperate and jobless so that you have to sign up for the military because you have no other option to pay your bills and to support your family. Once again, it's the world's rich. It's the elite of the elite. It's the rich of the rich. It's the military-industrial complex that wants these wars for their own agenda, not yours, not your country's, for theirs. And now they're doing it again. Every single time. War is a racket. Smedley Butler, 1942. Every single time. And it's always the poor that go fight and die in the wars for the rich. Every single time. And it's amazing that we, the 99% of people on this planet that want nothing to do with war, we get dummied into it every time. And doesn't that just show you that slavery is not dead as dead as we think it is, but it's still alive and well? Are we not still all slaves to the military-industrial complex? Are we not about to have to learn that again?
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is my final segment before Drew Hernandez takes over. And then Alex Jones is back tomorrow hosting 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show. And I'll go back to my regular duties of hosting the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. Today it will be Harrison Smith. So Drew Hernandez coming up, then Harrison Smith coming up here on InfoWars Live. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, flash sale. Remember, flash sale. Brain Force Plus, 24 hours, 60% off right now. And Brain Force Plus, for me, always like to have it on my desk. Next to me at work, like to hit a couple capsules of that before I go on air for mental clarity, mental focus, mental energy. Find out what it's all about. The Ultimate Nootropic Brain Force Plus, 60% off flash sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the best way to support us right now is to get Alex's new book, signed by Alex Jones, The Great Awakening. Autographed copies, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So if you like what we're doing here, please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me try to get through the rest of the news here before Drew Hernandez takes over. And it's crazy to think here. I am now, let's see, I am like, I have 8 shows left till I get turned into a federal prison for a speech, to be a speech prisoner in Biden's America. I'm truly counting down the days. It's actually crazy. Now 12 days away from becoming incarcerated for my speech. Now 12 days away from becoming a political prisoner of the Biden administration. And about 8 shows or 9 shows left until I become a political prisoner. It's quite eerie, actually. It's starting to really sink in. So, every day I now cherish being here with you, the audience, and the crew. All right. So this is wild. The stuff against Bob Menendez continues to get even worse. Technofog reporting with the court documents. Senator Bob Menendez hit with a new charge in a superseding indictment. Conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent for Egypt. In essence, a U.S. senator was acting on behalf of Egypt, passing on non-public info and doing favors for bribes. Yeah, they would give him coats. Oh, here's a nice coat gift for you. Stacks of cash, gold bars, cars, everything else. But see, when it's a Democrat caught in corruption, the media doesn't cover it and they make sure it doesn't hit the general population's consciousness. And here's Karine Jean-Pierre doing narrative control when asked about the Bob Menendez situation in clip 18.
Is the president okay with having a lawmaker who's accused of conspiring to act as an agent of a foreign government remain as a member of Congress?
The admiral was just asked this question. I just don't have anything to say beyond what he shared.
So they're referring to Bob Menendez.
And he was literally just asked this question. I'm just not going to say any more to what he just added.
Now, we just don't talk about that. We're not going to address that. We're not going to answer that. And then they go after George Santos, which as far as I can tell, there's nothing. They have shown no evidence of any of the claims that they're going after George Santos for. None. But then nobody wants to talk about Bob Menendez's corruption. Man, I'm telling you, Democrat voters and progressive liberals that are still Democrats, look, I don't want to make a blanket statement insulting everybody because maybe some of them just haven't realized it yet. But I mean, let's just call it what it is. Political Democrats in Washington, D.C. and in the media, you are just such lying sacks of scum. You know it, too. You don't talk about the mass murder attempted on Republicans where Steve Scalise got shot. You don't talk about a Democrat that tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder against Republicans in Washington, D.C. You know it happened, but you don't talk about it. You don't talk about Joe Biden with the classified documents and the pay-for-play with Hunter Biden. You don't talk about Bob Menendez taking stacks of cash and gold bars for gifts for pay-for-play from Egypt. You never talk about it because you know you're corrupt. You know you're liars. To one Democrat's credit, AOC, I'll give her credit where it's due. AOC denounces New York City rally cheering Hamas terrorism unacceptable and harmful. And she got into the aspects of how it's ridiculous that now we have this holy war from the Middle East in the streets of America. I agree, AOC. Shouldn't be happening here. We should be America first. But you don't really love America, so what would you know about that? And then there's this. I fear... I mean, look, it would be a good thing, right? It would be a good thing if we find out that there weren't 40 babies beheaded, right? That would be a good thing, right? We want that. We don't want 40 babies to be beheaded. I hope that that's fake news. But at the same time, you realize if that was war propaganda, like the babies in incubators, that wow, we have some serious evil forces out there that really want to use our emotions against us to get us into war, don't we? So isn't that kind of an interesting conundrum? If you found out 40 babies weren't beheaded, wouldn't you be glad? Wouldn't you be happy? Like, oh, thank God that was not true. But then you realize that, wow, somebody made that up and wanted to use it against me for a political purpose. And then that opens a whole nother can of worms. So it's like,
I mean, but do you want that to be true? Seems like some people do and are desperate for it to be true. But so Biden came out and made a claim yesterday saying, I saw the videos. I saw the proof that there were 40 beheaded babies. He lied. Go figure. He lied. And it's all over the media today. Here's some of the headlines. Biden did not actually see confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children as he claimed. White House clarifies. White House walks back Biden's claim he saw children beheaded by Hamas. White House clarifies Biden claim he saw photos of terrorists beheading children. Israel journalist says he saw no evidence of Hamas beheading babies during media tour of village. Now, there's been all kinds of different follow-ups here. And Israel and Netanyahu have released other images of babies and other claims of babies being burned and all this stuff. And so I would say that I'm, you know what? No. I'll say that I'm happy to announce that it's likely 40 babies were not beheaded by Hamas. Now, that doesn't mean that Hamas is the good guy. That doesn't mean that Israel doesn't deserve to strike back against the Hamas terrorists that slaughtered the innocent Israelis. But I mean, no, I'm glad that at this point it's likely, just like the babies in incubators, that that was probably just war propaganda. I'm glad that 40 babies were not beheaded. Thank God. Now, would others be happy about that? Because Israel and all, I mean, even Ben Shapiro, they're all putting out all these images of children and everything else. They don't show you the Palestinian children, but that's fine. I guess they're less than human. But they'll show you all these babies. They say, look at these Jewish babies. And they have like one or two images of these babies that got hurt. But you know, if they had any proof of that, they would have shown it. You know it. Why wouldn't they have? They're showing you everything else. So I'm glad. I'm actually glad because I like little babies. I think little babies are beautiful. I don't care if they're Jewish. I don't care if they're Muslim, Christian. It doesn't matter to me. Little babies are innocent. They're beautiful. They're life. They're everything. They're the future. So I'm actually glad that it's likely 40 babies were not beheaded. I'm glad that that was probably just the new babies in incubators and the new babies getting bayoneted war propaganda. I'm glad. But would others be glad about that? Yeah, and so they are putting out all kinds of horrifying photos of the terror attacks. So they wouldn't hide it if they had it, folks. They wouldn't say, oh, it's too graphic and hiding from you. They'd show it if they had it. And now Netanyahu is saying Hamas is ISIS, so it's just like, oh, really? Well, who funds ISIS? A couple other odds and ends here before I sign off. Boy, 15 years old, 15-year-old boy, charged as adult in killing of Ted Lawson Sunday in North Lansing. It's funny that they get a different treatment when they kill a Democrat than when they kill some other innocent civilian. Then they usually get out. But so this Democrat was apparently canvassing for Democrats in Lansing, and a boy walked up, asked for a dollar, and then shot him, 15 years old. So this is tragic. Another Democrat has to suffer the plight of their own policies that are deadly. Nobody's celebrating this, let's be clear. That's tragic. But how many different stories have we seen with this now? How many different stories have we seen with that now? And there's some interesting developments in the one journalist, big leftist advocate, LGBTQ rights advocate, anti-police advocate, and now the family of the 15, or I don't know what the boy, I forget how old he is now, but he went into this leftist house and shot him, killed him. And now the family is saying the reason why he did that is because, I don't want to get his name wrong, guys. I sent you the tweet, but I don't have it in front of me. I think it was it Kruger? There was like three or four leftists that got killed in the last 2 weeks. So I'm trying to get the name straight. But the family is alleging that the big liberal LGBTQ rights activist was blackmailing the other individual and was using him for drugged up sex when he was 15 years old, and he was threatening to release those videos. So it's just, you know, it never seems like you get, it always seems like there's skeletons in the closet and there's something deep, dark. Josh Kruger was the guy's name. Thank you, crew. Anyway, I'm signing off for today. Drew Hernandez takes over. Harrison Smith hosting the War Room. I'll see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. hosting the War Room.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia?
Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What is going on, InfoWarriors worldwide? I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching the most banned transmission in the universe. Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Good to see every single one of you guys here that are watching everywhere, InfoWarriors worldwide. Make sure to share all the links, band.video, InfoWars.com. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. Support the broadcast. Listen, Hamas is calling for global jihad tomorrow, Friday the 13th. My message is very simple, very clear. I'm not picking a side other than America. The only side that I'm picking, we're coming straight out the gate today, all right? I'm not picking the side of Israel. I'm not picking the side of Palestine. I'm picking the side of America. America first, American lives right now. Here's why. We are over $22 trillion in debt here in this country. That's what they're telling us. And we obviously know that's probably going to double, triple, quadruple after the Biden regime leaves, if they continue. We are experiencing the Great Reset so they can build back better. We are giving hundreds and billions of dollars to Ukraine in another initiated, never-ending war that they said Trump would lead us into, and now we're experiencing that in Europe and Ukraine. And now, can we really afford another 20-plus year, multi-trillion dollar war in the Middle East right now for the next 20 years? Can America sustain that? Can America afford that? Do we need more dead American lives sent overseas for another war that's been going on for thousands of years right now in 2023? With inflation skyrocketing, your gas prices in several different states skyrocketing nearly to $7 a gallon, groceries that are quadrupling monthly for middle-class families that are getting plunged into poverty while our infrastructure continues to die every single day and deteriorate, while these globalists in this country continue to pull the rug from under the American people in this country. For the past 3.5 years, this country has been invaded with its formerly known southern border with terrorists, jihadists, radical Muslim extremists in this country occupying, waiting for that green light that they got for Friday the 13th tomorrow in the United States of America worldwide. Can this country afford another 20-plus war? Years plus war in the Middle East. You got to answer that question for yourself. And I pose this. I'm America first. That's my position. I've been saying that everywhere on my own shows, anywhere I'm airing. You want to know what side I pick? I pick America first. American lives first. War is hell. War will come with atrocities. Oh, are people so shocked that Jews have been killing Palestinians for the past 1,000 years? People are so shocked that Palestinians have been killing Jews for the past 1,000 years? Whoa, what a shocker! You see all these Gen Zers out there that are seeing wartime images for the very first time in their lives. They're getting their cherries popped. And they're like, oh my God, look, can you believe? Can you believe that there's innocent casualties in Gaza because Israel's retaliating? Oh my God! Wow, Palestinians are savage animals. Terrorists are savage animals. They're slaughtering innocent people. Wow, what a surprise! Like, wow, welcome to the real world, kid. Now you're getting your cherry popped. I'm not going to get sucked into another never-ending war in the Middle East. That has nothing to do with me. Well, Drew, what if they bring it here? It's already here, courtesy of Joe Biden for the past 3.5 years. And now they're calling for global jihad here in the West, which includes you, your family, your children, your grandparents. Everyone with an American citizenship here in the United States of America is a target. You want to know why? Because this current administration sent another multi-billion dollar package to support Israel just a couple weeks after they sent a multi-billion dollar package to support Iran. And they're funding both sides, and it's your taxpayer money. So when these Palestinian terrorists that are occupying the United States now have their green light, they are going to go directly after you. That's exactly what one of the founders of Hamas said yesterday, gave a worldwide call to arms, call to action, literally calling for the blood and souls of infidels, unbelievers, and those that are resisting their global jihad. That's you and me. Pay attention, America. We'll be right back.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Pull out of the Middle East entirely. This country can't sustain it. We can't afford to send multi-billion dollar packages to Israel. We can't afford to send multi-billion packages to Iran and the Palestinians for relief. This conflict has nothing to do with us. And you know what? For all like the Israel simps out there and all the Palestinian simps, okay, that everyone that wants war, okay, you want war so bad, take all your money, okay, go book yourself a flight, LL, alright? Go book yourself a flight, go join the IDF, and go die for Israel. Go hold the line right now. Get on a plane and go fly to Israel and go die for them right now. Are you gonna do that? I'm talking to Americans right now. Are you right now? You! Mr. Like, let's give everything to the Middle East right now? Or Mrs. Let's give everything to the Middle East? Okay, drop all that you're doing, sell all that you have, take out all your savings, pack up all your belongings, sell your house, get your family together, and take all of them to Israel, join the IDF, and go die. Go die for Israel right now. Or the opposite, if you're a Palestinian simp, right now. Get rid of everything you have in the United States of America with all your virtue signaling. Take everything you have. Get a one-way ticket straight up to the Gaza Strip and go hold the line. And if that's what you want, then go. Go start fighting against Jews. Go join Hamas. And that's great. Get that crap out the hell out of the United States of America. That's my position. Why the hell do we have Jews and Palestinians and Muslims in the United States of America bashing each other's brains in on the streets of America? What is this, the Middle East? What is this? This ain't the Middle East. This is not the Gaza Strip. Get that crap the hell out of here. This is America. This is America. This thousand-year war has nothing to do with us. We can't afford it right now. And if you think we can afford that, then, dude, by all means, take all your money and go die for Israel. Or take all your money and go die for the Palestinians. Go do it right now. Oh, you can't do that? Oh, you're not going to do what? You expect to spend our money? My money? Well, what if I don't want to? Oh, okay. So you're like a neocon. You're a warmonger like that nagger, Nikki Haley. All she does is nag about going to war. You're like this neocon warmonger like Lindsey Graham. You're just a virtue signaler. You're not going to go down to Israel and go die for the Israelis. You're not going to go down to Palestine and go hold it down for the Muslims. Shut up. Or put up, dude. Shut up or pack up and get the hell out of here. Get this crap out of the United States of America. We are America first. We should have zero tolerance for terrorism and zero tolerance for a war that has nothing to do with us. Well, Drew, we have to support our allies. Okay, dude, can you afford that right now? Can this country afford more $100 billion packages sent to these Middle Eastern countries? We're funding another war? While we go poor, while you go poor, while your family goes poor, while these people plunge us into another third world war, ground war, while simultaneously at the same time funding Ukraine, more, 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 more. It's like Kylo Ren. It's like Kylo Ren. What is it? The worst Star Wars movie of all time. Was it The Last Jedi or The Force Awakens? I don't remember. More money to Ukraine, more money to Israel, more money to the Palestinians for relief in the Gaza Strip, more. Yeah, while you end up bankrupt, while your children are getting invaded by homosexuals here in the United States of America, while Hamas is calling for global jihad this Friday, tomorrow, the 13th, you're trying to get people to pick a side in a war that's on the other side of the globe. What are you, retarded? Open your eyes. These people are here. You should be concerned about America first. You should be concerned about defending the homeland here. These people have invaded this country. That formerly known southern border has been wide open for a reason, and it's for times just like this. Why do you think the FBI, for the past few years, and the CIA and the NSA has been inverted and weaponized against the American people? White people, Trump supporters, pro-lifers? Catholics, grandmas that were walking around outside the Capitol on J6, all getting 10 plus years, absolutely the book thrown at them by the feds and designated right-wing domestic terrorists. Who do you think has been benefiting by that these past few years? Quietly infiltrating this country. Quietly with a grin on their face. I've been down there multiple times. Myself, InfoWarriors. InfoWars with Alex Jones. You guys have seen the footage. You go down to the formerly known southern border, millions of people pouring into this country, and you see these people. You see these Palestinians. You see these Muslims. Military age men, they come in with smiles on them. They're just looking at you like they know something. They're just looking at you like, oh, your time is, we're here now. Your time is up. Your time is up. Global jihad, your time is up. Once we get that green light, you're done. Yeah, yeah. This federal government has turned its back on you. Now you're the terrorists. You're the terrorists, right-wingers. You're the terrorists. Oh, we are totally off the radar. We are totally off the grid, and we are invading this country silently without firing a shot. And once our day comes, once that global jihad gets activated, it's all you. You think what happened in Israel is bad. You should be concerned when they launch those attacks here in the homeland in the United States of America. And don't listen to these retards out there that are like, that could never happen here. Oh, that could never happen here. Yeah, I wish they would try because we all know what's going to happen to them. Yes, you should keep that energy. You should keep that mentality. But don't ever be a retard and think that something that insane could never happen here in the United States of America. These are the same people that sit here and say, oh my God, well, you know, the global new world order is a conspiracy theory. These are the same people that come out and say, well, you actually think that the election was rigged? You don't need your Second Amendment. You actually think that the government would turn on you? That's why they want to take your guns? Do not listen to people like that. Do not listen to people that are mocking you, that are scoffing at you for over-preparing. You could never be over-prepared enough. Buy as many guns, thousands of rounds, storable foods, water, you name it, body armor. You get ready because these people are here. And you think that this military is going to be deployed to save you when it all goes down? This gay and woke military? You think that the feds and you think these defunded police departments that have been infiltrated by communists that are concerned with nothing about just black supremacy and white people bad? You think you're going to pick up the phone and call 911 and they're going to be there for you? The FBI in New York put out a statement yesterday and said, due to recent events overseas, we are just warning the general public in New York that if you see something, say something. And there could be possibly a high risk of terrorism right now. So we're just letting you know. It's like, oh, yeah, because all the resources in the FBI have been exhausted going after Americans, designating them terrorists with full-blown investigations and indictments. All of our resources have been going with the FBI and the CIA and the intelligence agencies. All of our resources and efforts have been targeted on right-wingers, Catholics, pro-lifers, Trump supporters, anyone in the vicinity of January 6th. These people don't have time or resources to do full-blown surveillance on real terrorists, Al-Qaeda, ISIS affiliates, Hamas invaders here in the United States of America. What's the point, dude? You shouldn't be sitting here pissing and moaning and complaining that people aren't siding with Israel. You shouldn't be sitting here pissing and moaning and complaining that people aren't siding with Palestine. These terrorists are here. You should be getting ready to hold the line here in the United States of America. A terrorist wants to F around and find out, then you be ready to help them find out. Total self-defense, Second Amendment, stop wasting your time and pussyfooting around trying to get people to side in a war while they're never even going to set foot. You should be caring about America first now. I care about American lives now. I care about American security now. I care about American prosperity now. I care about America's economy now. I care about Americans' future now. I care about what's happening with the United States of America now, today, my family, your family. You know what? I'll say this too. There's so many virtue signalers out there. Like, oh, you should pick a side. Oh, like, it's, look at the atrocities from both sides. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's called war. It kind of happens. And there's also going to be launched propaganda campaigns from both sides. Major counterintelligence operations from both sides to gain support for a war. That's how it works. We'll be right back.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars Life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alert, worldwide alert, Hamas leaders calling for global jihad Friday the 13th. 2023, October, which is tomorrow. Like, I can't emphasize or stress this enough. And, you know, I'll say this as well, okay? Don't listen to these retards out there that are telling you, this is fear porn. You're overreacting. You're overpreparing. Whether it's your own family, whether it's your own friends, whether it's some retard on Twitter or a comment section, wherever it may be, do not listen to people like that. I would rather be overprepared than underprepared, especially when you have legitimate terrorists that have been calling for the death of America for as long as America has existed. That have been calling for the death of America for as long as it has existed, and calling for the death of Israel for thousands of years. And they want to put an end to your life. Don't listen to people that are sitting here telling you, yeah, it could never happen here. You're overreacting. Look how stupid you are. It's nothing but fear porn. It's nothing but fear porn. Don't listen to those people. You want to know something? The first ones to laugh and scoff, they are the first ones, okay, to die when it all goes down. Because I would rather be overprepared and ready to hold it down for me and my family. You think that this gay and woke military is going to come save you? Yeah, like I said, like these defunded police departments are going to come save you? You think you're going to pick up 911 when it all goes down, when there's a mass terrorist attack? When these kill murder squads start invading American suburbs and neighborhoods like they did in Israel? I'm telling you, we need to pull out of all of it. The reason why I'm sounding the alarm is because these are legitimate threats against the United States of America. That's what you should be concerned about right now. And if you have a total hard-on for Israel, or you have a total hard-on for Palestine, then get on a plane and go fly over there and go die for them. Yeah, you're not going to do that. So shut up, okay? You're not going to do that. We all know that. So shut up and stop talking. Shut up with your right wing or your left wing virtue signaling. Just a little keyboard warrior talking all like, oh, I'm going to go fight. I'm going to go.
Let's go to war. Let's go to war. Like Lindsey Graham. Bomb Iran. Bomb Iran. We need a bomb Iran immediately. Yeah, so like literally Lindsey Graham's on Fox News. Like literally guys like hold, he's like edging, you know, when he's talking about bombing Iran. You guys know what edging is, right? When you're like on the verge of ejaculating, but you got to hold it. Like anytime Lindsey Graham or Mike Pence or that nagger Nikki Haley are saying, bomb Iran. Oh, I got to hold it. Bomb Iran. And then you see all these retards, it's like these right-wing NPCs, like, yeah, more money to Israel, more money, yes, let's go, let's all go die, hooray! Like a bunch of right-wing NPC lemmings just jumping off a cliff to the destruction of the United States. I don't understand these people, dude. Like, I really don't. Other than they're just NPCs, and maybe they just don't think what they actually believe through. So much for, you know, conservative fiscal financial responsibility. It's like, oh yeah, we definitely can afford that. Yeah, the American people, the middle class that's getting plunged into poverty, we definitely can afford more multi-billion dollar packages to Israel, to Ukraine. Oh, and also we'll send it to the good Palestinians. It's definitely not going to be used by Hamas. Just like Iran told us that those multi-billion dollar packages weren't going to be used for Hamas. Wink, wink. Oh, it's all going to be great. It's all going to be great. You can't trust any of these people, dude. These people are at war against each other to destroy each other. They will manipulate and they will pull in any resource that they possibly can. It's fight or flight. It's how it's always been. But right now in 2023, the United States of America cannot afford this. We cannot sustain this. You're a retard if you think we can. Absolutely retarded. You don't have a mind. If you think we can sustain another multi-trillion dollar, 20 plus war in the Middle East, you are just living outside of reality, you are just as retarded and mindless as these homosexual men that claim to be women that chop their penises off to make them feel normal again and then say, well, I could get pregnant. See, you're the equivalent. Like, yeah, take all my money. I'm going poorer. Here, take all my money, Israel. Take all my money, Palestine. Yay. Yay. Just send all of our children to go die some more in the Middle East. My view is the same. My view is the exact same. People are like, oh, Drew, why do you get so passionate? Why do you get so loud? Yeah, because these people are leading us into World War III. These people are leading us into death and destruction. These people have allowed hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of Muslim terrorist jihadists infiltrate this country the past 3.5 years. Oh, but Drew, you're too loud. I can't be loud enough. I can't be loud enough. Screw all the cucks out there that are like, oh, Drew, even like, it's so shocking. It's like, wait, you're watching InfoWars. Did you not grow up watching Alex Jones? Like, did you not grow up watching the passionate alpha Alex Jones just ripping into the New World Order, preaching his lungs out? It's like in me, and we're coming out saying, hey, America, wake up. Let's not fund another multi-trillion dollar war, 20 plus years. We have nothing to show for it other than a botched Afghanistan withdrawal. And now they're using those weapons possibly with what's going on now today. I don't care. I really don't care what anybody has to say. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? If it's too aggressive, go watch like Ben Shapiro or something. You know what I mean? Just like, Hamas is bad. Did you know that? Hamas is really bad. Did you know? Oh, and we have another war. The war's crazy. Have you seen the photos? Hamas are savages. Our border's wide open. Terrorists are here. Did you know that? Great. Really great. And you should be outraged. This should outrage you. Are you outraged? You should be outraged. Go watch Fox News or something. You know what I mean? It's just like, get the cucks out of here, dude. This is exactly what I've been talking about for the past few years. Get the cucks that are all cucked out because at Drew Hernandez or Alex Jones or Owen Schweyer, you're being a little too loud. I need my right-wing safe space. You're being too loud for me, Drew. Oh, my God. Why don't you go share a safe space with all the homosexuals that like chopping their penises off on these college campuses? Yeah, go share a safe space. Let the real men and the alpha men and women handle this and hold it down here in the homeland. Hold the line. Self-defense. We have terrorists in this country that have just been green lit for global jihad tomorrow. It's like, and you got all these retards out there that are like, oh my God, you should just be supporting Israel more. Why, what? You aren't, oh my gosh, you aren't triggered by the fact that Israelis are being slaughtered? Oh, you're not triggered by the fact that Palestinians are being slaughtered? It's like, yeah, dude, it's been happening for thousands of years. Tell me something that I don't know. Well, what else is new? Great. So what? You want Americans to get sucked into it and go die for this now? That's great, dude. If you want to do that, then go. Be my guest. Go. Go die for Israel. Go die for Palestine. Go die for these people. I'm going to stay here, protect my family, and get ready for these people because they're calling for global jihad tomorrow. So I would rather be overprepared, holding it down America first, than wasting my time like a retard trying to get people to pick sides in a war that, you know, I'm never going to go visit that land. So shut up with all your virtue signaling. It's America first. If it's not America first, then get the hell out of here. It's as simple as that. Come on, dude.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Obviously, those that are pro-Second Amendment and that fundamentally understand what it means to be an American, self-defense, to resist a tyrannical government, to pick up arms, you understand this. But I'll tell you, there's a reason why. Why do you think the New World Order, why do you think these socialists, these communists, these globalists, and all their proxies that have invaded culture, that have invaded education spaces, that have invaded American media, obviously American politics, are all anti-Second Amendment, are all anti-gun, pro-gun control? I'll tell you right now, this is not supposed to happen. And you say, what do you mean by that? Because with their gun control narrative, right now a lot of people are buying guns, as they should. That's why we are sounding the alarm. That's the purpose of it. I think that's America's problem with a lot of Americans when they sit there and they say, well, that can never happen here. Oh, yes, it very well can happen here. And it very well will happen here. And the media will run cover. It's already been happening. The media has already established those that wave don't tread me flags, the FBI, Trump supporters, right wingers, right wing domestic terrorists. They've already established those are domestic terrorists. So when these terror cells are getting activated, you've already seen this with the BBC and some Canadian media. Media outlets around the world are now retracting their statements calling Hamas terrorists. Especially right after Black Lives Matter, which is no surprise, comes out in their full support of Hamas and their actions and their acts of terrorism. Yeah, because terrorists recognize terrorists. But what did the media do in 2020 to run cover for Antifa and Black Lives Matter? What did the media do? I watched this on the ground. Called them protesters, refused to call them terrorists. Refused to call them arsonists. Refused to call them rioters. Would only call them protesters. And in some cases, maybe resistance against oppression and white supremacy, right? That was just a test run of things to come. Look what they did in France. Look what they've done in Europe. When these Islamic terrorists get activated in this country, you think that the American media is going to report on it? You think that CNN, you think that Fox News is going to report to the world the accurate truth like they did in 2020, right? You think that this American machine that has been inverted against the American people, that has been infiltrated, that is filled with turncoats, traitors, globalists, pedophiles, pro-gun control, anti-Second Amendment, anti-Constitution, satanic Luciferians in this country are going to allow the real narrative to come out when it all goes down? No. They'll flip it on you, and they're already doing it. You will be the terrorist. That's already been established. So if they launch this, and I hope that this is just a dud. I hope that this call for global jihad tomorrow, I hope not a single shot is fired in the United States of America. I hope that we're wrong about this. You want to know why? Because I don't want to see people die. However, you got to be prepared. If there's anybody that's about it, it's these Islamic terrorists. That's their doctrine. That's their belief system. That's their holy books. This is how they function. And it's all directed to their false god. They're all in allegiance. They're willing to lay down their lives, straight martyrdom, to execute the unbeliever, the infidel. So yes, all of the two-way advocates across the United States of America, mount up, load up, lock and load, and be ready. And tell your friends and your family members that are retards, that are mocking you, to be ready as well. And you know what? They'll be the first to die if they don't want to listen. I know there are InfoWarriors that understand this. But we have to continue to remain to sound the alarm, because you have conservative media right now. You have left-wing media right now that are trying to get everybody to pick a side in this whole damn thing. You know what? If they launch these terror cells, these sleeper cells in the United States of America, you are not going to give a damn what's going on in Israel if these people start slaughtering your family. If you do, you're just a cuck and a retard. You're like the equivalent to these woke whites that are just like, oh, black people, yeah, take our wives. Let us lick the bottom of your feet because we're the oppressors. Oh, my goodness. Oh, black people, we love black supremacy. I'm a white supremacist because I'm white. If these terror cells get activated and kill squads get activated, inner city, suburbs in the United States of America, and you are a sitting duck, you are not armed up to the teeth, you're not going to be thinking about what side are you on when it comes to Israel. You're not going to be thinking about the babies in Israel. You're not going to be thinking about the innocent people in Israel. You're not going to be thinking about the babies in Palestine or the innocent people in Palestine. Let's be real, dude. You're going to be thinking about you, as you should be. And at that point, it might be a little too late to be America first. Because at that point, you'll be getting decapitated, shot in the back of the head, incinerated alive, tied to the back of a Tacoma, and dragged around like a trophy, naked, male or female. And your image posted somewhere. They'll live stream it on your own phone and send it to your family. Somewhere else. Yeah, at that point, it'll be a little too late to be America first, don't you think? Oh, Drew, that could never happen. All right. That's fine. Keep thinking that. Freaking retard, dude. Imagine having that mindset, thinking that could never happen. Imagine that mindset, thinking that something like that could never take place. Obviously, if you live in a town, you live in a neighborhood that's armed to the teeth, yes, F around and find out. If they try it, they are going to find out. I agree with you. That's why I'm trying to get people, everyone on that wavelength, because they should be not sitting here pissing and moaning about which side of the conflict they're on. There are threats here to the West, and this current government is not going to be there to help you. You're not going to care if these people get activated with what's going on in Israel, what's going on in Palestine. You're not going to have time to open up your phone and be like, oh my God, you don't care about the innocent people in Israel. Oh my God, you don't care about the innocent people in Palestine. Yeah, while you're getting your head chopped off, while you're getting incinerated, while your wife is getting raped by Hamas in this country, you're going to sit there and have time to do that? No, you're not. Give me a break. We should be America first in the situation right now, especially under these circumstances. But this is a huge red pill moment. This is a huge red pill moment for a lot of people. I'm having a lot of family members, normies, getting messages, emails, people calling me. Dude, I'm buying a gun tomorrow. Like, I should have done this a long time ago. We cannot, you know, be naive. Like, I understand. People that understand this understand it, okay? But we always have to remember communicating and red pilling to those that need to be pulled out of the matrix is something that's always going to need to happen over and over, because that builds our resistance. We could truly red pill people, wake them up, pull them out of the matrix. That only grows our numbers. And that's been happening. This is a huge red pill moment. The gun control people are not happy about this one. Because the increase in firearms and ammunition is going to skyrocket. Because when people encounter reality and you're encountering real terrorism and real terrorist threats here in the United States of America, what is America's reaction? Go and buy, don't buy a gun, buy many guns. Don't buy some ammo, buy lots of ammo, thousands of rounds. And I've always said this, America first is inevitable. And unfortunately, it's going to have to take some serious circumstances to get the normies there. Unfortunately, the last thing we want to see is bloodshed here in this country, because I'd rather see people live and not be all like woke and retarded and led to their destruction. But you reap what you sow. So, and that's kind of the situation with all these woke retards in the United States of America, you know, getting stabbed and shot by like, you know, criminal black people that are all like, oh yeah, I was BLM ACAB. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh no, I'm getting killed by a black person, but don't call the cops. It's okay because I'm white. Same concept. Same concept. Unfortunately, that's what it's going to have to take to wake people up. And you guys know this. No matter how many words we say, no matter how many facts get dropped, some people just refuse to wake up until there's some violence going on. I'm not calling for that.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWarsStore and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back. Want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, the most banned show in the universe. Make sure to support the broadcast by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out some of the products. You need to prepare. If anybody's mocking you for over-preparing, that's just fine, because I think you'd rather be over-prepared than under-prepared. So always remember to support the broadcast. Support InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out some of the great products right now. InfoWars will stay alive and will remain according to you. It's in your hands. It's up to you guys. We are supported by the people, we the people. That is you, the people, the viewers, the listeners, those that have been with InfoWars and Alex Jones for decades, continue to support true alternative media that takes a stance against the satanic Luciferian globalists. 24-hour flash sale going on now at InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to go check it out. And also, guys, I want to invite you guys to check out some of my shows. Go to Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, and just follow me on Twitter at Drew H. Live. But always remember to support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. We don't have time. We don't have the resources. We don't have the money to continue to fund another never-ending war in the Middle East. And I think Owen covered it earlier when I turned on the broadcast. I was listening in. You're seeing these reports of Zelensky is making a trip to Israel, because Zelensky knows he's getting a little jelly. He's getting a little jelly because he's got like the only child syndrome. You know what I'm saying? That's Zelensky has like the only child syndrome, where they need all the attention. They want all the presents. And if all the attention is not on them, they get all pissy. They start complaining and acting out, and they got to do stuff to get everyone's attention again. You know, dogs do this. You know what I'm saying? Like puppies. Like if you have one dog, they do this kind of stuff. That's Zelensky. Okay. And now that all eyes are on Israel and hundreds of billions of dollars are now going to start going to Israel, and quietly, I can guarantee you, hundreds of billions of dollars will eventually be going to the Palestinians for their relief and for aid. Zelensky's viewing that, and he's getting worried. Yeah, apparently he told a French reporter, a broadcaster, that this is problematic because the global stage is going to get distracted from the Ukraine war front here against Russia. Of course. And you know what the United States is going to do? This cucked out, infiltrated New World Order, Build Back Better, Great Reset administration is going to do. They're going to continue to fund it all and rape you of all of your taxes. They are going to rape you of all of your income. You're going to get raped. You're going to get sodomized of all the money you make, so you could feel better about yourselves. Pat yourself on the back, dude. Yeah, keep funding Ukraine. Oh, I'm such a good person. I keep sending all my money to Israel. I'm going to keep sending all my money to the Palestinians. Oh, because I feel so bad. What about us? You sound like Mike Pence now. You see how that works? I don't understand it. How come people have such a hard on, you know, sending all this money to Israel, sending all this money to Palestine, right? But like, oh, but we should not do that for Ukraine. Shut up. Shut up. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're not intellectually consistent. All right. Now you're becoming Mike Pence. Now you're becoming Lindsey Graham. Now you're becoming that nagger Nikki Haley. All she does is nag about going to war. Now that's just great. Go. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Let's all go die. It's going to be great. We're all going to die. We're going to send more young Americans to go die in the Middle East. And then at the end of it all, you know what we're going to get at the end of it all? Nothing. It's just going to keep going on. Gonna keep going on. So my message today is be on guard, be vigilant. As Dan Bongino has been saying, head on a swivel. The best advice America could get right now is pay attention to what's going on here in the homeland. Don't get distracted and sucked into your Twitter feed, picking a side. Pick America first. Pick defending the homeland first. And I'll tell you this, anyone that takes issue with you and your America first stance, they're a traitor. They're literally a traitor. Anyone that takes issue with your America first stance right now in 2023 in this situation is a traitor. They want you to get sucked into a war that has nothing to do with us. My position's the same fundamentally when it comes to Ukraine as well. Well, if we don't do this, we're going to have to face that threat Eventually, well, why don't we save our money and fund our military and fund our infrastructure? Why don't we close down and secure our southern border? That's a great idea. How about we save our money for us? That's a good fiscally conservative idea. How about we save our money for us and we build our military out to protect the American people? Does that sound like a great idea? How about we save our money for the American so we're not getting raped of our taxes, so we can invest in more guns, so we can invest in more ammo, so we can invest in more storable foods, so we can invest in more home security, so we can get ready to defend the homeland. How about that, Nagger Nikki Haley? How about that, Lindsey Graham? How about that, all you cuckservatives that have a hard-on for Israel or that have a hard-on for Palestine? How about that? Does that sound like a good idea? Or do you just want to sit back, just be raped of all your money and be a sitting duck when it starts going down here? Not me. Not my household. I've been telling you guys, I'm getting people calling me all day these past few days. I'm buying a gun now, man. You're right. I'm buying a gun now, man. I'm like, good, you should. Buy many guns. I'll tell you, this Hernandez household, F around and find out, man. My dog's armed to the teeth, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Antifa, BLM, Hamas, whoever. Come and make my day. You should have that confidence. You should be armed up to the teeth. 2-8 up, thousands of rounds. Bought thousands of rounds last night. You know, I'm gonna go again right now, right after the show. Gun stores right down the street. I'm going right after the show. Another 1,000 rounds. Let's go. Right now. We are getting ready. This should be the mentality always in the United States of America. Armed to the teeth, 2-way up. Any terrorist wants to make our day, F around and find out. That is the American spirit, period. But right now, you should not be distracted with what's going on in the Middle East. Especially when they're coming out and saying, guys, what did the American and the Israeli media immediately come out and say when it happened over the weekend? Because I watched this happen in real time on social media. And I wanted to see the narrative they would go with immediately. And what did they say right out the gate? This is Israel's 9/11. Wow. We all know what that means, don't we? This is Israel's 9/11. And then Egypt intelligence agencies, officers are coming out and saying, well, we communicated to the prime minister of Israel that something big was about to go down, but you know, he wasn't listening to us. And then Netanyahu comes out and says, well, that's fake news. That never happened. Who are we supposed to believe in this situation? I don't trust any of these people. Like, I don't. I really don't. I don't trust anybody on any side. I'm concerned about American lives first. I'm concerned about Americans first. I'm concerned about American interest first. Because if I hear the American media and Middle Eastern media coming out and saying this is Israel's 9/11, so do you believe the official story of Israel's 9/11? Do you believe the official story that the government gave you of America's 9/11? Give me a break, dude. Don't be intellectually inconsistent and don't be a retard that's naive. Unreal, dude. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's So now all of a sudden you're going to get right-wingers saying it's a conspiracy to say that the government would do something against its own people, but that only happens in America. Are you that stupid? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, dude. This happens all over the world. Globalists and governments that serve their own interests, leaders that run operations on their own people. All I'm saying is be careful with the wartime propaganda. That is 100% a historical observance and reality of war. There will always be propaganda campaigns and counterintelligence running from both sides during a war. And especially in the time of social media and digital media, where something can go around the world in the blink of an eye. Be careful. Who's telling the truth? Who is honestly telling the truth? You need to be discerning. Don't be so quick to say, well, that's true and that's not true. Because there will always be propaganda circulating in wartime scenarios. So I've been making my position publicly known for the past few days. I choose America's side. So I'm America first, American interest first, pull out funding. We can't afford it on both sides. We need to start building our country up, but obviously we're not going to get that under this current administration and regime. But you need to do what you need to do. Protect your family. Be vigilant. Know your surroundings. When you go to the grocery store, a movie theater, any public arena in a big city, no matter where you are, protect yourself. Protect your family. 2A up. Don't be a sitting duck and a retard. War Room is coming up in a couple minutes. See you guys later.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And if you want to blame Obama, yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture, and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. If we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, he's a pedophile, and now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.